Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's good with it? Y'all already know it's Sugar Bear, Sugar Beezy, Christina Dot Englewood, and I'm rocking with your girls, Miss Queen Tia Magasia, on the Next to Blow Radio Show.
I say you know the deal. You need a goon, shouty. That's 100 and real. Ain't fucking with these lanes. Come on, let's get this money. And I ain't gotta ask her. I know she riding for me. Yeah, I know she down. Call her my gangster boo. She fucking with the real. No, not them wankster dudes. I like to show off. Let them see what they missing. Now they mad at me. But fuck them, I ain't tripping. Yeah, she certified. She'll ride or die. She do this shit for real. Homie, why would I lie? Ain't never gotta tell her. She riding off the rip. She say she grinding with me. We both chasing chips. Ass a tight in them jeans. Wanna smash you for D. My eyes glued to that ass like I'm watching TV. Thought it all was a dream, cause she was out of my league. She shining super hard like the sun at the beach. I'm holding her down. I told her she with me, and now I'm making sound. She know my game tight. I keep it real with her. Ain't got no time to lie. I don't be flexing with her. Ain't like them little lanes. I keep it straight, honey. She got that pro head game. I told her I love it. She done told me she ain't fucking with me for them duckies. She say she want a man. That's why I'm the one she fuck with. Don't bring her to clubs with me. I won't disrespect her. Cause me dancing with them hoes, I know it's disrespectful. But she don't even trip. She tell me do whatever. But she said there's gonna be hell to pay if she ever catch her. She don't play no shit. That's why I'm fucking with her. And she ain't drama ridden. So don't bring that drama with her. Ain't no doubt about it. Little mama down for real. She that gangster chick. Now you know the deal.
I've seen a lot of things in my life.
Yeah, man, it's Checkmate the Great, a.k.a. Action Boys, the Real McCoy. Man, right now you rocking the Next to Blow Radio with Miss Queen T and Magasio. What's happening?
Hey, what up? It's them super sexy STL R&B boys, Mo Trey.
We holding down this R&B thing with our girls, Miss Queen T and Magasio.
And they got the whole world locked in right now listening to Next to Blow Radio.
Yeah, and you already know that we Next to Blow.
Mo Trey, hashtag.
So flame. Shadow E&T, you now tuned in to Miss Queen T and Magasio, Next to Blow. What up?
Next to Blow, Next to Blow, 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 Next to Blow Radio, Miss Queen T and Magasio, let's get it, it's major.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This your girl, Miss Queen T and Magasio. What's up, Magasio? How you doing?
I'm good, how are you, T?
I'm good, I'm good. I hear you laughing over there, giggling a little bit at her drops.
Yo, you know I love drops, yo. This should be so live. Oh, my God. Next to Blow Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to all the people that's still sending in them drops. If you guys want to get in some new drops at any time, make sure you guys send them in. We are taking them, you know, send them over. That's what it is. But welcome to the Miss Queen T. Magasio show right here on Next to Blow Radio. You already know how we get it in every Tuesday on the Miss Queen T. Magasio show. We got a nice little show lined up for y'all tonight. Magasio, let everybody know who we got on the line tonight, who our guests, and how they can call in and all that good stuff.
Oh, definitely. You already know that Miss Queen T said, welcome to the Miss Queen T. Magasio show. Live here on Next to Blow Radio. We go live every Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying? It's Tuesday, 8 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. And we, I think, what time is that here, Tom T? Like 7 to 11 East Central, right?
What did you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Your time, what time are you usually go live on your time in Minnesota? 7?
Oh, yeah, 7 to, yep, 7 to 9 p.m.
All right, cool,
Central Standard Time.
If it's your first time tuning in to the Team Magasio show, best believe it will not be your live. That show to tune in is Stay Popping here on Next to Blow Radio. Remember, if you want to call in to talk to either myself and Ms. Queen T or guest of the night tonight, make sure you dial 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. And if you do want to go live with us tonight, make sure you press that 1 to go live. When you press that 1 to go live, you'll hear a young lady say you are now in queue. That's letting us know that you are ready to go live and we are taking calls as they come in. On the switchboard tonight, we got more than two guests coming through. We have Rob Girls from Miami, Florida, you know, coming through to show us some love. And we have the people that's in charge of the 20 Urban Music Awards, where Next to Blow Radio, well, actually, Miss Queen T Magasio show is nominated, as well as other contestants. Other Next to Blow art radio artists are also nominated, as well as Soda Free Sun is nominated as well. So we have a lot going on tonight. And if you want to go on the switchboard, come on switchboard. I'm tripping, y'all. I'm tripping over here, tripping. If you want to go ahead and log into the browser, go ahead and type in www.blogspotradio.com/Next to Blow Radio. I'm drinking too much.
What you over there drinking?
Oh, I got some Squid Rock over here. That's what it is.
You left me out. I'm trying to get like that. Got to put that Mr. Pills on, that Mr. Who Drinking, Who Smoking, Magasio over there drinking.
Crazy.
Yo, real quick, I want to give a shout out to all the people that are already tuned in, and also shout out to the chat box as well. Shout out to Road to Stardom Radio. She's in the building too. But yeah, you ready to get into some of these phone calls, Magasio?
All right,
let's go ahead and get into area code out of the 912-531 area code. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
Yo, this is Jay Dirty from Georgia, man. What's up?
Hey,
Jay
Dirty.
Yo, what's happening?
Yeah,
what's happening with you?
Yo, if y'all don't know, that first song that we played tonight was Jay Dirty himself. Featuring Tina. Let everybody know about that track. You know that we love that track over here. So
Have a blast.
Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all showing that shit much love over there. But, I mean, that track, it kind of came out of nowhere. Cause I seen the posted video on Facebook one day. I ain't really know it like that at the time. And I heard her singing some Destiny Child song, and she killed that shit. So I seen she lived down here where I'm at, so I got in contact with her and shit. And we just went to the booth and got it in. That shit, it was history from nothing.
Yeah,
we're trying to get a new song out now. She in, she writing to it as we speak. You know, we're trying to get something new out. Y'all gonna be expecting that soon.
We get to be the first ones to play that song, right?
Yeah, matter of fact, yeah, I'll let y'all get that exclusive.
Yeah,
major. Hey.
Yo, Jay Dirty, I just was looking at the inbox. I see you had sent me a new track over. I didn't get a chance to upload it yet.
Yeah, I just dropped it yesterday. It's something new for me now. It's like one of them club tracks. I ain't never did no shit like that, but everybody's saying it's straight or it's cool and whatnot, so I don't know. I like it. You know, I made the beat and all that myself and shit. It's something new for me, you know, for my people to listen to me and shit, so hopefully they get into it like I did.
All right, cool. All right, well, I'm sure it's going to be hot. Let everybody know how they can find you on Twitter and Facebook and listen to more of your music.
You can listen to more of my music, ReverbNation.com/JDirty. Get at me on Twitter at J30100, and Facebook.com is JDirtyMyers.
J30, that's what's up. Yo, shout out to you. Thank you for calling in, JDirty. Definitely appreciate it.
Oh, no doubt.
I love that song. I swear to God, I love that song. I was, yeah, that song was in my head all day, and I'm like, yo, I got to start the show off with that song. So, shout out to Jay Dirty and Miss Tina. Let's go ahead and get into another caller. I don't know who this caller is, but let everybody know who this is. Calling out of the 510 area code, now that I got your area code on lock, no Mr. 972 no more.
Oh, okay. So, you just want to catch me off guard. This is no S's, no C's, Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area stand up. What it do, Miss Queen T, Emma Gassier rhymes with Hennessy.
Oh, you know how I like that. How you doing tonight,
though? Hey, man, I'm doing fantabulous. Now, I mean, just over here chilling. It's a beautiful 60 degrees out here in California.
You see how Queen T tried to put your ass on blast, man?
Hey,
look, for a while, because he switched his number on us, he ain't no 972, so I'm so used to the 972 up there, and, you know, he be trying to switch up them area codes and, you know, making, you know, us think of somebody else.
Trying to be mysterious as shit. Trying to be mysterious.
I got phones in different area codes. I'm trying to be like, well, I can't be like y'all because y'all females, but you know, saying y'all inspire me.
Yo, Maggie, look, dope ass music, right? I don't know if you know this dude, but Dope has his friend that be calling into his show, right? And every week, OMG, he has like this sexy ass voice, and I be trying to tell Dope to hook it up. You know who I'm talking about? Yeah, and don't be hating. He be.
Don't have me fly to Minnesota just to whoop your ass, Queen. Don't be putting out our personal business like that. You know what I mean? But it's all good. I hate a little bit. Just a sprinkle. Just a dab. Team wet in
just
the building.
Just a dab. Hey. Yo. What's that?
I was just gonna say, man, it's good to hear y'all on the air. Congratulations, Magasia. You know what I'm saying? I done seen the news on Facebook, so congratulations. Shout out to Jay Dirty. Shout out to my man Jay.
Wait, what happened
now?
Why am I getting congratulated? I'm lost.
Did you forget your engagement? You know what I'm saying? Only post Facebook if you don't want people to see it.
No, Wait, are you talking about the engagement? Yeah. No, I'm going to tell you, oh, Facebook, Lord. Facebook be on some crazy. We've been engaged for like 2 years, and out of the blue, Facebook said, you are now in the road. I go, oh, shit, okay. We can do it again.
Yeah, it's serious.
Like, we can do it again.
It's on Facebook. It's serious.
It's serious. Yes. It's major. Thank you so much. Yeah, and then, yo, though, shout out to you, because you be, yo, you be, every time we be on air, it don't matter who's on Mr. Blow Radio, you be promoting that shit. Shout out to you for all the love and support you give us here on Mr. Blow Radio.
Hey, man, you saying, I appreciate y'all. Y'all, when I was just a wee independent artist, and I was just happy to get played on the radio, y'all was there, so I appreciate y'all.
Oh, Care Bear.
Care Bear
moment.
Now y'all got to talk to my secretary to talk to my secretary so y'all could talk to me.
Okay.
Yeah, he done got Hollywood on us now. It's okay. It's that. That's
you
that beige shit right there. That's that beige shit. It's okay.
Like Queen Who? Queen Who?
I like that.
Queen Who? Is she my Rolodex? I don't know who that is. Oh, and no, matter of fact, Magasi ain't shit anyway, because she don't even call my show. But I do appreciate you tweeting.
No, hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on. I don't call it to nobody's show. I know a lot of people are mad at me because I don't call it to a show like that. But I'm going to start changing that. I be doing so much bullshit. It's crazy. And today has been crazy. Tino who's stuck with me right now. You know, I can't blast myself on air. But I'm going to change that, though. I am sorry about that. But I'm going to change that. I'll be calling in more often because we do love you. I love you, and I got to start showing you more and more and more support. So I do apologize about that. Do you accept my apology?
Okay. Well, I guess I accept it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to go on Facebook and see how many likes I get on that. You're like, if I don't get more than 10 likes, then I can't do it.
Damn! Yo. All right.
Be like, oh, you only got 9 likes. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Nino. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all vote. Make sure vote niggas vote.
Hustle.
You know what I'm saying?
I love the hustle. Get them votes
in,
boy. Oh, man.
The ballots are open. Hey, but no. Hey, my request for today is, you know what I'm saying, can y'all play my Next to Blow theme song? Because I'm feeling real, you know what I'm saying, connected to Next to Blow right now. I mean, real connected. Okay. Make sure y'all call in on Wednesday for Next to Blow or Hell No.
Oh, yeah. It's going down.
That's tomorrow. If y'all don't know, Next to Blow or Hell No.
Are you
Next to Blow
or is you a... Oh, hold up. First of all, wait. Rewind. Go Fast Music will say, what's up, everybody? My name is Go Fast Music, and I am Next to Blow.
I got a goddamn theme song on here, so I don't have to say it. That's why I said play the record. But God, PA,
oh, hell no, nigga. That's our rule. You better say that shit, nigga, before you play your shit. Say that shit before you play your song, boy.
Hey, Magasi, take some of that bass out your voice. Don't be fronting on front of me. We on the air. You know what I'm saying? We got guests.
Hey, I'm gonna drive a car. I'll catch a train of Cali, boy, and I'll beat you.
This is Dope Ass Music, Mr. Googleable, a.k.a. Bing Me Bitches, and I'm Next to Blow. Is that okay? Did I do it right?
Yeah, straight like that.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get, we're gonna get into this track. Go ahead and introduce this track, though.
Hey, this is my dedication to Next to Blow, my family, all day, every day. Now, I mean, Next to Blow. Shout out to my man, Bugs Bazaar.
Clap, Al-Qaeda on the track. Cause I'm next to blow. Dope is music. No S's, no C's, had you heard of me? Mr. Googleable up in the studio team. No filter, Bay Area stand up. Now you kinda get the picture, be sure to press the one. What it do, Queen T? It's DBZ. Straight from the West Coast, Spain, reppin' the most mug. Got EA rhymes with Hennessy. Melody on the radio, turn it up for me. HP, spark it up for me on the left side, cause you know what's the best side, stateside, worldwide. My DJs, no motherfucker for this, no motherfucker good. Wednesdays it goes down in the hood. Me, knows it ain't jokes, holding it down on Sunday. Pull the free, they bona fide G's. Keep me cracking up, cooking some more crack up. Butter cake, lit it up, let it go, cause I'm next to blow. Make it clap, Al-Qaeda on the track. Cause I'm next to blow. Turn it up, make it clap, Al-Qaeda on the track. Cause I'm next to blow. Turn it up, make it clap, Al-Qaeda on the track. Cause I'm next to blow. Turn it up, make it clap, Al-Qaeda on the track. Cause I'm next to blow. They wanted who the next to blow. All you really gotta do is call in to know. Volume on full blast, might sound crazy, but you can't go wrong with Miss Queen T, baby. My name's Bugs Bizarre, you ain't heard. And what I like to talk is a four-letter word. Hand me on the mic is like sci-fi to a nerd. It's like what fly is to a bird. You're now tuned in to this thunder rhyme layer. Oh, one of the hottest stations, no wonder they trying to hate us. Whoever say they're greater, that's slander, you better pay up. But change up your propaganda before we slay ya. Representing whole of California, where we like to drive water, big corners like Daytona. 718 is the area code. 664-911-5, let's go.
Turn it up, make it clap, Al-Qaeda on the track. Cause I'm next to blow. Turn it up, make it clap, Al-Qaeda on the track. Cause I'm next to blow. Turn it up, make it clap, Al-Qaeda on the track. Cause I'm next to blow. Turn it up, make it clap, Al-Qaeda on the track. Cause I'm next to blow.
Shout out to dope ass music. I know I love that intro. I love it when whatever that is. I don't know what you want to call that. That's dope though. I like it. Shout out to dope ass music. I know he must have had to take a phone call, but we're gonna get into the next caller out of the 302 caller 743. I don't know who this is, but everybody know who this is.
It's the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, co-host of the show on Next to Blow every Thursday. You know what I mean? It's Crush the Catalyst. Queen Magasia, what's happening?
Hey, Crush.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
What you guys got going on this Thursday on Next to Blow Radio?
You know what? I have no clue yet. I think we might just wing it. Because me and Lyric was talking about one day we're just gonna say fuck it, we ain't gonna plan shit. We're gonna just let it ride and whatever happens, happens. And see what happens.
Oh. It ain't Hot
16
Thursdays. It's Thursday.
We might not do it because we might not do Hot 16 Thursdays this week. I think we might just wing it. I don't know.
Okay.
It all depends. We still conversating on it. We might do a Hot 16. We might not. We still trying to figure it out. But it will be spontaneous. We gotta keep it thrilling. You know, you gotta keep the show thrilling.
Of course. What can they expect? What can the listeners expect when they tune into your guys' shows on Thursdays?
Psychoticness. Because we go there. We talk about it. We give our opinions, and like I say before every show, I'm going to get shot for the shit I say. So I'm probably going to get shot for something I say eventually.
Well, hey, don't get shot on air. Get yours off air.
I'm trying not to get shot on air, but that would be great publicity. Think about it. If I get shot on air, you hear the bullet and everything, hear the ambulance taking me to the hospital, that would be great publicity.
For who?
Okay.
For all of us.
Okay.
I get shot live on Next to Blow Radio. Think about it.
Yeah. I want to be responsible, though. See, that's the thing.
Oh, boy.
But it's okay, though. You know, hopefully you don't get shot on air. I don't want that free publicity. I'd rather have it a different way. But, yo, Crush, do you have a request you want to get in or anything else you want to promote or say on air?
First off, make sure everybody listens to the show on Thursday, 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time, yummy. Right here, live on Next to Blow Radio with me and my co-host, Lyrical Incisions, all day. And can I hear, I want to hear some me like that, Hold Your Block Down, featuring my Shadowy crew. It should be
okay. Awesome. All right, go ahead and introduce this song for everybody, Crush.
All right, now this is a street banger known as Hold Your Block Down, featuring me, Crush the Catalyst, O Flame, Bossy, and Why Dish. Shadow E all day. Let's go.
Yay. All right, that's what's up. We're going to get into that track right now. But before that, I want to let everybody know, hold your ass. Press 1 if you guys want to go live. I see all the callers on the line. Shout out to my boy, J.R. Smooth. I see you on the line as well, too. Shout out to Zanaya. I saw her on the line. Also, you know, like I said, if you guys want to go live, make sure you guys press that 1. Again, press the 1 if you guys want to call in at any time. Go ahead and dial 718-664-9115. Let's go. We're about to get into this song. Trust the Catalyst. Hold your block down. Let's go.
Hold your block down. No, I got this target on me. No, you niggas hating on me. None you niggas popping on me. Just got off the block with homie. Clocking on that great shit. Just got off the block with homie. Popping with exchange clips. Niggas ice grilling me. So we keep the heat around. Niggas ain't feeling me. Fuck it, just don't come around. Catch me in and out the town. Stunting with my tags on. Find me cruising through your town. Something with no tags on. Always with the money at. Bitches getting live with it. Riding for my pride and guarantee. I'ma die with it. Goonies, yeah, they my niggas. Burners on the side of it. Goonies, yeah, they my niggas. Trying, you gon' die, nigga. Whoa, just got a call, they said it's wartime. I said, ball game, they said overtime. Low the nine, creep the clock. In time to get the shot. Hit the spot, pick and roll. Niggas never get the clock.
Hold the block down, you incredible. Fabulous, you can't be touched. Hold your block down.
Hey, that's Crush Catalyst, Shadow E. Shout out to them. Hold your block down. Y'all heard it right here on Next to Blow Radio, the Miss Queen Team Agassia show. Shout out to Crush Catalyst for calling in. Let's go ahead and get it to the next caller out of the 612-532. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
What's up, T Queen? This is Uzi McGee calling from Southside, Minneapolis. Just giving you a shout out. Salute you. I salute everybody that's with you. I don't really know too many names. I salute the people. I don't know his name, but I like that Hold Your Block Down. I don't know the name. Who is that?
That was Crush the Catalyst. They're Shadow E Entertainment out of Delaware.
All right. Well, I salute to them too, you know what I'm saying? Salute the whole Next to Blow radio, but I was just calling, you know, show some love to you. That's it.
I appreciate it, Uzi. Let everybody know where you calling from, like what, you know, who you repping, how they can listen to some more of your music, you guys, the whole Scale Gang's music.
It's Southside Minneapolis, of course, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm in the Southside right now, just chilling, you know what I'm saying? You can, you want to hear some Scale, I'm going to send, how do I send any music to you? I just send it to you, you got it. Email or something?
My email, yeah. I'll definitely inbox you with the email information, and definitely I can get some more music over here.
Yeah, I got to make that happen. Just email me, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm representing from Minneapolis, Southside all day, you know what I'm saying? Scale Gang, wear it up or pay it up. Shout out to my nigga Soda the Banger. Shout out to my nigga Problem, my nigga DV, my nigga T King. You already know what it is. It's Uzi McGee. Scale Gang, be a woman, nothing. Stand up, man.
That's what's up. Thank you, Uzi, for calling in. You got any shout outs you want to, or any more shout outs you want to give before we get it to the next caller?
Salute the whole Southside. Shout out to my cousin, Street Kid. Shout out to Skip Grand. Shout out to INS, Gorillas. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to UGS. You know what I'm saying? All the Minneapolis rappers doing their thing, making this movement continue.
That's what's up. All right, Uzi, don't go nowhere, okay? Definitely appreciate you for calling in.
You already know.
Shout out to Scale Gang. I fuck with them. They're a local group out here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Shout out to them. I love them. Love them news. Let's go ahead and get into the next caller out of the 956 area code 742. Caller, I don't know who this is, but let everybody know who this is and where you calling from.
Hello.
Area code 956.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Oh shit, you answered. You're live on air. Oh shit.
He acting goofy in the background. What's up, JR Smooth? What you doing?
I'm
actually in the fucking shower. If you're in the True Next to Blow Radio, man, you don't
you gotta tune in everywhere. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, fuck no, they won't answer right now.
Yo, JR Smooth, are you going live tonight on your show?
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody tuned in. Next to Blow, man. I'm telling you, Next to Blow is like the next drug. We addicted to this motherfucker.
<That's
tough. laughs> Yeah, I'm going live tonight. I'm actually getting ready for that. 9 o'clock. Hey, what's up with y'all? Y'all change our time?
No, we always. Tuesdays, we're always 7 to 9 Central, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Yeah.
Oh.
Only me and Magathia. Okay. Only me and Magathia. I know we like to be a little different. You feel me?
That's what's up, though.
But, yo, shout out to you for calling in while you in the show, or yeah, bro. We appreciate that.
Hey, I was
going right
to the track, and I said, you know what, I'm going to jump in right quick. They're probably going to get to the car before it gets to me. Fuck, you know, I was like, you're like, 956? I'm like, fuck, that's me, what the fuck? shout out to y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all support and stuff, man. Yeah, definitely, I'll be on the air tonight, man, at 9 p.m., but it's about y'all tonight.
Thank you.
Let's get it.
All right. We're going to definitely tune in after the show, okay? Definitely appreciate that, Smooth. And hurry up and dry off, okay?
All right.
Cool.
All right. I want to get into one more caller real quick, 870-949. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
It's big.
It's your boy, Big. What's up, Big? What's up?
Man, I'm chilling, man. What y'all doing? Shit.
We over here missing you. What's going on?
You said y'all over there what?
We over here missing you.
Y'all missing me?
Yeah, yes. We miss you.
Oh, this is so sweet, my baby.
Yes. Definitely,
I know. Yeah, what's the business? How y'all feeling tonight? How y'all doing, Miss Queen and Magassi?
Over here in Tipsy, you know, vibing, chilling.
Hey, yo, if y'all don't know who this is, dude, he's a part of Next to Blow Radio, too. Don't let him fool you. He's part of Next to Blow Radio. The Next to Blow, what
not
hell
Uso's
no.
Lanes.
Huh?
I am not Uso's lanes.
You don't
wear.
I am not with those
lanes.
You were, oh, really? Oh, that's how you feel? Okay. That's
nah,
how you feel,
I'm just playing. Y'all already know what it is. Hey, this is what they did. Next to Blow, hell no, Wednesday night, you feel me? From 8 all the way to 10, and we getting it in, you feel me? We got it popping, you hear me? On Wednesdays, as long day, halfway through the week type shit, you feel me? Get with your boy, B. Get it in.
That's what we love to hear.
Definitely. Well, make sure y'all stay tuned for that show tomorrow. It's going to be live right here on Next to Blow Radio. Yo, Biggs, go ahead and give your shout outs real quick and let everybody know how they can tune in, find your music, all that good shit. We'd love to get into this interview right after that. So let us know.
Man, this is your boy Biggs. Like I said, tomorrow, be sure y'all tune in. From 8 to 10, Next to Blow or Hell No.
Mm-hmm.
There's me and the crew, you know what I'm saying? Miss Queen, Magathia, Miss Chocolat, and Ray the Recess Kid, like,
don't forget
MID,
too.
And my boy MID, y'all, I can't forget about the homie, man. Y'all, listen, I'm trying to get all y'all out first. Yeah, I was going to come through with the homie. You know, I was trying to get the homie.
I was trying to get y'all out the way first, you know, because y'all women deserve y'all for y'all rights first. So, you know, I was trying to be courteous. So, you know,
and you.
I was saving the guys for last. But, yeah, anywho, like we were saying, we'll give shouts out to Arkansas, shouts out to the whole United States, I guess. You know what I'm saying? I really don't fuck with everybody in the United States. But, yeah, I do. No, I'm just playing, y'all. I'm just being goofy. Don't pay me no mind. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my whole team from BMF, BE, all the way back up to Flyboys Entertainment, back down to Club Key Entertainment. You feel me? Real ENT, AAA, above average artist, Arkansas, A-State representatives. Everybody that's putting in work, you know what I'm saying, out here in the streets trying to do better for themselves. I'm with you, you hear me? I do this for y'all. And we out here. Get at me on Twitter at SB the Sex Beast. And get at me on Facebook at facebook.com/SANGABOI. Sanga boy. We in here, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. That's what it is right there.
And tell Miss Queen, do not, I just got a feeling. I got a feeling,
and
I know it. So I'm just going, I'm going to hear it from y'all the phone before she began trying to have me singing and things. I know how she is.
Don't worry, we're
going
to make you sing with
them,
so you know, we already got you. You know how
we
do.
Maybe I'm just, since I'm going to have you on the line tomorrow, and maybe I'll just have you sing tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow.
I should have never said
that.
I'm going to be sick tomorrow.
No, you're not.
Oh,
you're going to be sick. You're going to smoke a little blunt, get high, and then you're going to sing a song. You know, straight like that. No pressure.
Look at her. They talking like me. She's talking like me. She said, I'm going to get high, smoke my little blunt, and I'm going to sing straight like that.
Straight like that. Like that.
Hey, y'all from the north, man. Y'all can't be talking like y'all from down here. They're gonna be like, hold up now.
Hey, Magasi is from Miami, so that's down there.
What you mean?
I'm in Minnesota.
Wait, Miami, you know what I'm saying? We say straight like that. Hey, listen. In Arkansas, we say straight like that. Because it's the country. We the South,
yeah.
Baby. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I didn't know that. I'm learning something new tonight. I never knew that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But y'all probably copy and paste it from Miami and put it over there. We the original. You know what I'm saying? We
original.
Well,
I tell you what, then. I'm finna come to Miami. I'm trying to come down there. I'm trying to come to South Beach. I'm trying to go walking nude on the beach.
Oh, God. That's another topic. We'll discuss that tomorrow. All right. Don't hang up the phone. I'm about to get into the interview real quick, okay? So now hang up. I'm going to come back to you. I got you.
All right.
Cool. Yo, T, you ready?
All right. Yeah, I'm waiting for him to call back in. I don't know. He just hung up on the line. Don't see him. Real quick, I just want to shout out, I don't know, yo, J-Bakes, if you remember, we had Don Fay on there, Family or Nothing. He was part of the top five songs that we had played last week. And we actually got him on the line, but I just want to let him go ahead and show the link real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. Don Fay.
Hello. What's good?
Hey,
with
how
it?
Are you?
What's happening with it? Queen T. Magasi, what's good, man? Next to Blow Radio.
Yo,
how y'all doing tonight?
Shout out to you, man. We had played your song on the Next to Blow or Hell No last week.
Yeah, man. I had listened to it the next day, man. I was fucked up that whole night, man, and I ended up goddamn passing out on some early shit. You know how I be, man, up here in the no coast. It was snowing. All I had was some beer, some bud, and goddamn my music, and I was ready to get it in. So, you know.
Boy,
but I appreciate that, though. Much love, though, man. You know, I support everything y'all got going on.
Definitely. Go ahead and give out your links real quick, Faye. We're about to get into this interview. Our guest just called back in. So, but yeah, go ahead and give out your shout outs real quick.
Man, I want to shout out everybody in the No Coast, man. All my No Coast family, man. You can hit us up at Family or Nothing at Twitter, Don Faye at Reverb Nation, Don Faye 2012 at Facebook. Holla at my boy CTG, man, at ChristopherTheGreat.com. That Weight Watchers out right now. Go copy. That was my boy on that Walk With Me track. Shout out the whole hood, man. Family or none in this thing, man. Shout out to everybody in Queen Tim Magathia. Special shout out to y'all, man. Doing everything y'all doing and continuing on, you dig? But y'all go ahead and handle your bid, man. I'm going to be listening on the line tonight all night. All right,
cool.
All right. For sure.
Yeah, shout out to Don Faye, Family or Nothing. Make sure y'all check them out. We're about to get into this the first interview of the night. I want to go ahead and Gossie, go ahead and introduce our first guest, and we're bringing them on air right now. All right,
cool. We're about to go ahead and bring them on the Miami area. How you doing, Rose?
What's good? What's good?
Good. How you doing?
Hello. I'm good. I'm good. How you doing?
It's doing good. Welcome to the Miss Queen Team of Gossip Show here on Next to Blow Radio.
You already know. Thank you for having me. How y'all doing out there? You know, just waking up, you know, just getting out the studio, long night, taking care of business, trying to provide for the speech, you know?
Sounds good.
So you down there with Miami with Magathia?
Yeah. Huh?
You in Miami?
Yeah, I'm in Miami right now.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, shout out to Miami. Oh, I see you down there with Magathia. You know, this is McQueen T. I'm out here in Minnesota, so, you know, I'm miles away from you. But, yeah, so is Miami, is that where you're repping? That's where you're from?
That's where I was raised. That's where I was from. I'm from Bahamas, too. You know, I came here when I was a jit. You know, and ever since then, you know, I adapted to his lifestyle since I was 3 years old, you know. It's Miami.
Okay. Where in the Bahamas? Where are you from?
Nassau.
Really? Oh my God! Yeah. I had did a. I know it's off subject, but I had did a project on the Bahamas, and that was the island that I chose. I love it. It's so beautiful. I got to go there sometime. Oh
yes,
my God.
Yes, it's a great country. Real great. Man.
That's what's up, though. So let everybody know. You know how long you've been doing the music, and who influenced you to start. You know, getting in the music industry.
And there's so many people I can name. You feel me? I'm from the South, so but you know, it's a mixture. You know, I got Busy Bones, and you know, you got influences from Pac. You know, Bone Thugs, Period. You know, then I got Biggie. Then you got Scarface. Then you got JT Money. Then I have to go into the Chronicles of Miami Rolodex. You feel me? So. It's a long mixture of musical talent that influenced me throughout the years growing up, and I just felt inspired. Well, I felt like, man, I could do it too. You feel me? So all it took was a little motivation. You know, we had to get that hustle right, and here we are today, ground up, getting it from the ground up.
I love that. So let everybody know how you got your name, though. Where did it come from?
They used to call me Tizo, really, when I was growing up. And then, you know, Robert is my real name, you know, just throw it out there. I mean, Rob is my real name. So I just put Zoe on it because, you know, I always used to rep that Zoe life. You know, when you're down here, that's all you see is the flag. Now, you see, you know, there's a mountain park down here, too. But, you know, areas that I grew up in, like North Miami. You know, shout out to the East Side, West Side, you know what it is, Lil Haiti.
For those no. that don't know, go off with me, patience. I mean,
yeah.
when down here in Miami, we say Zo, we say peace, so that means patience. So when you come down here, you get someone to say, what's up, Zo? What is Zo? That means they say, what up, Haitian? It's a way we kind of like greet each other down here in MIA, for those of you that don't know that. Now you know.
Uh-huh. That's how it's up. Thank you for well explaining that.
Cool.
How y'all doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm excited to have you on the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? You have a hot, you know, hot single and buzzing all over. You know,
yeah.
Quincy County, New York, Georgia, it's like he's booming everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're gonna get into that a little bit later, but let everybody know exactly what type of artist are you and what makes you different from any other artist out here right now making it.
I got an open ear. It's like, it's hard to explain. I could rather show you with the music. You know, that's why I'm so excited for the music. It's dropping Money Talks. The type of person I am, you know, just going to be, I catch the tune to it, you know, more I'm in the, I could be lyrical. I could be, you know, slow with it. I could be just honestly swag and shit. It's real hard to tell with me.
Okay.
Hello.
And how long have you been creating music? Like, how long? Do you remember what age you were when you were in the studio for the first time recording your first track?
Let me see. It's hard to, because it did go deep way back, because I used to be in a little poetry club, and I was a little jitterbug. I was so bad, you know, they had to put me in a little poetry class, like, kind of keep me off track for a little bit on the right side, so I started really fucking with poetry, and I was like, man, this shit easy. So I started rhyming from, you know, love, bug, jug, you know. It all started from that. And then, you know, growing up with the influences like Cash Money, you know, the Hot Boys, you know, the real street niggas too, you feel me? Like, it's a melting pot, man. We open to a lot of people down here. We have a lot of influences, you know.
Oh, is that shout out to Pitbull?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. So, you know, living in Miami, you know, the music market is like huge down here. Have you been receiving and getting a lot of support from the local DJs?
Yeah, I've been getting Efeezy. You know, that's my dude, Sam, Sneaker Sam, also known as, you know, Sam Sneak. You know, we've been doing some street moves, man. Really get this record pushed in. I got Haitian Mike. I got Popo, just hot DJs, man, real talented guys who put it on the mic, you feel me? It's because of them I'm out there. So I'd like to thank, you know, them boys, Efeezy, you know, Nasty, you know, so many. It's a long list.
Okay. You said right now you're in the studio recording music,
sir? Huh?
You said right now you're in the
yeah.
studio right now.
Well, I'm fresh out. Like, I'm fresh out the studio. That's why I'm doing this interview. Like, you know, like.
Okay.
And next
you're over recording some
well, Yeah. Getting ready. You know, you got to be prepared in this game because, you know, when you come in, they're going to think it's just one song. And really, if you're the type of artist that you feel like you got something to prove, you're going to want to back that up. To me, this is not just on some street shit, too. You know, I like to do music. I love music. This is all I live for. Because if it wasn't for music, I'd have been in some fucked up predicaments. So it's all because of music I'm here. So it's all love.
If you could choose one thing besides music as a different career, what would you choose?
Acting. I like to do a little bit of acting.
Have you ever did any acting in the past, or do you plan on doing any acting?
Yeah, when I was a little shorty, like, I had an interest in life, you know. I was blessed. For some reason, God always had a little path for me. I bumped in with the right people. Even though I was on the outside looking in, I was off good with a lot of good people. So I took interest in a lot of things early on in life. You know, I'm a diverse person, but can't take the hood out of you. I mean, I'm stuck. I stay on point, you know.
All right, so sir, I wanted to go ahead and play your track. I got that piece.
Yeah.
Go ahead and introduce that track right there.
Is this my homie, Future? Shout out to Free Blends. You already know it's your boy Rob Zoe. Ziggity. Getting live from the MIAO 305. You already know. Ground up 111, we taking over. Risk takers.
I love it.
Oh. try to make that move.
Ziggity!
Chip! Rise up, turn up, fool.
I got it.
Astronaut.
What a legend. We here.
Drinking on lady, sir. Icing that watch.
Shine.
Fucking me, ho.
Man.
Fresh and Versace.
Woo!
Yes, I got that paper.
Yeah.
Yes, I got that paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smoking on cushion, got the cars of forest. I keep me a tick, turn around with that car.
Flip,
you I got that paper.
Like fat,
work.
How to turn it at crack,
work.
Saturates on my boots, Haitian flag wrapped in my strap,
work.
Hell's kitchen like Gordon Ramsay, whip that tip that portion candy. Snitch ass nigga keep pointing at me. Always keep that lawyer handy. Rap ride around with that close phantom. All white, that bitch Casper. Fuck around with my cheese, nigga. I chop you down like Montana. Watch game Rashard Mill, my dick game beyond thrill. My dick game beyond crazy.
What?
Why you think they stuck on my ball field? Backyard enormous,
stupid.
So high. I'm in orbit, and we don't beef, we endorse it.
What?
Gotta stay on track like these horses.
Mm.
Pop the top on these Porsches. Man, I'm swimming laps in these Jordans.
Okay.
Stop playing, girl. Let me see them titties like Halle Berry and Scorpions while I'm
breaking on lady, sir. Icing that watch.
Shine.
Fucking me, ho.
Man.
Fresh and Versace.
Woo.
Yes, I got that paper.
Yeah.
Yes, I got that paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I got that paper.
That paper.
Yes, I got that paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Smoking on cushion.
Got
the cars of forest. Turn around with that car.
Flip.
Yes, I got that paper.
Pipe.
Yes, I got that paper.
Right.
Yes, I got that paper.
Turn up.
Got that paper, yeah. Leaned out with that pink cup.
Leaned out.
Bitch, my crib cost acres.
Eight
cost a lot, but don't mean much.
Me.
Marcella, Burberry,
mm-hmm.
10 stacks in her purse carry.
Yeah.
Hit me up when that work is ready. At the same damn time when that merch
my
is ready.
My tools, Rocky, Colorado,
Tutu, Ferragamo.
We
either get two choices, eat the dick or it's McDonald's.
Four
foreign whips and condos.
Nice.
We live like the Sopranos. Live it up today, cause there may not be tomorrow. So I'm blasting off like an astronaut. Brag a lot. Cause I bag a lot. King Arthur, no Camelot. Name a foreign I haven't got. Mercedes, Audi. Every day I'm Audi. Can't leave with that Porsche truck.
Be my Maserati.
Yeah. Drinking on lady, sir. Icing that watch.
Shine.
Fucking me, ho.
Man.
Fresh and Versace.
Woo.
Yes, I got that paper.
Yeah.
Yes, I got that paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I got that paper.
That paper.
Yes, I got that paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Smoking on cushion.
Got
the cars of forest. I keep me a tick, turn around with that car,
flip.
Yes, I got that paper,
paper.
Yes, I got that paper,
right.
Yes, I got that paper,
turn up.
Making the song or whatever, did you just like, oh, I gotta get Future on this track, or like, how did the song go about?
It was just, you know, shout out to, first and foremost, shout out to True Story Entertainment, my big dog LT and my dog Davey D. They the ones who set it up, you know. They was in the neighborhood with Future, you know. We some real street niggas, so you know, Future just was like, man, what's good with that kid Rob Zoe? So them boys was like, man, yeah, you know what I'm saying. Matter of fact, you know, you got to holler at the little homie, you know what I'm saying? He making noise. So, you know, Future was like, all right, you know, set it up. So, to make a long story short, when we walked in, he seen us dressed down in Versace. He seen we had the little chain. We had a little, you know, he seen us swiped out. You know, that's how we, how us niggas rock out here. You feel me? Not everybody's on that Gucci and Louis shit, you know, because not everybody, you know, getting it like how we getting it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you seen us, you seen the little strong movement we had, and there you go. There you had, you know, sipping on me. You know, we had to lean in the cup, ice in our watches, you know what I'm saying? Fucking these hoes, fresh and Versace,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? It's all in the detail. And, you know, it was just chemistry when we both, you know, connected. When I seen him, you know, it was much mutual respect. You know, Future, he's a real good nigga. You know, I vouch for him 1,000. All my love, you know, it's good. Shout out to most and foremost, Free Mac Zo. Shout out to Red Eyes. You already know Zo Prime.
Yeah, definitely.
Most definitely. I mean, that song is getting a lot of buzz. I mean, everyone, like I said, on Hot 97, it's all over.
Yeah.
I mean, how does it feel when you have people on Twitter, like, retweeting, not playing around, so I got that people? Like, how does that make you feel, being a Miami artist, being an underdog? What's being an underdog? And now you're just on top of everything right now, just making major moves out here in Miami.
Words can't really explain it, really, man. I just feel so fortunate enough to be able to do this shit. You know, cause not everybody is able and blessed to be in a position like I am to do what I do. And I want to thank the fans for really holding me down, because they're the number one priority in my life, you feel me, besides my family. And if it wasn't for the people out there, the real hood niggas vouching for me, and for me and my team, especially my team is what got me here. If you're going to take this business serious, you got to have a strong team. You got to know what you're doing. And we some skilled niggas. We know what we're doing. We some niggas who've been in the field. And, you know, we just trying to show the world how we live. You know, give them a little glimpse, you know. That's how, you know, that's what it is.
Oh, definitely. And if you want to talk to Rob Zoe, make sure you have that at 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. And if you want to go live, make sure you press that 1. Press the 1 right now. Let us know that you guys want to talk to Rob Zoe or Ms. Casey or myself, Magasia.
Definitely. And I want to give a real quick shout out to the chat box, people in the chat room. Shout out to Soda Pop Radio, too. And like I said, Road to Stardom Radio. Shout out to them for, you know, chilling in with us. And if you guys want to tune in at any time, make sure you guys dial in 718-664-9115. Shout out to the people that are listening through the phone app and all the, you know, the website and all that good stuff. Like Magasia said, press the 1 to go live. If you guys don't want to go live, then it's all good. I want to give a shout out to Boo Black. He said he tuned in and, you know, he gave feedback a little bit on the song. He said he's like, got that paper was all right. So, but I mean, thanks. You know, everybody has their own opinion on music. So,
definitely. It's all love. But definitely, you know, it's all control. We all coming in with, you know, I got that paper. It's just a jump start. We got new things that's going to waken up, you know what I'm saying? That's just an intro. You know, if you're going to play this game, especially if the game is chess, you're not going to come out with the best anyways. You won't let that sit in the vault and let your name
catch
up. And that's how we started. And, you know, I appreciate callers like that. You know, that's 100 right there. You know, the fans don't lie. You understand?
So since you got a big, you know, this big single with Future and all, you know what I'm saying, a really big artist, who else would you like to work with in the near future or in the, you know, future as in all? Like, who would you like to work with and why? If you could choose anybody, male and female.
Well, I'd start off with the females first and foremost. I'd start off with Rihanna. I do something with Rihanna. I'd like to do something with Beyonce. You know, I'd like to do something with, I'd just be universal. And then I go to the fellas. I got to jump with Tip. I got to fuck with Wayne. You know, I got to fuck with Ross. You know, I got to, you know. I already did. I got tracks with Basic. I got tracks with Meek Mill. You know, I got tracks with Future, of course. So, you know, I'm building. But those are the people that I would like to do business with, like on a grand scale. Jay-Z, you know, Drake, Nicki Minaj, you know, I wouldn't mind, you know. I think I got a little something in the works for Prince Montana right now, so, you know, just let around for it.
All right, so you said you got a track with McNeil's. Like, how did you guys get about going on getting that track with McNeil's? How was that set up?
You know, like I say, it all goes back to this. Some genuine hood niggas, you know. Shout out to Sam Sneak, you know, hooked us up with that. You know, we all sat together. You know, Meek is a cool dude. A real street nigga, too. I fuck with Meek. You know, we don't place. We seen what it was. He respected the move, too. So, you know, like, fuck it. Let's go all out. Move like all out.
Where can we hear this? Because we don't have the McMill track, you know, on the switchboard. So where can we listen to that track? Did you release it yet, or?
Yeah, I got it. It's on YouTube. You can look it up on YouTube. iTunes, we're setting it up right now. I got a bunch of tracks. You know, just Google just go on Google, go on YouTube, Rosso, what you gotta do, and it'll show you a bunch of things that we don't put together so far. Or you could go on SoundCloud. SoundCloud is another good, you know, spot that I'll be up in. SoundCloud.com. And for a couple few materials, you know, just for the street that I've been having, you know, so I'm like, it's about time to start letting, you know, things out. I got enough now, so I'm good. I'm straight.
Okay, so let everybody know real quick what's the Twitter. I remember I was on Twitter and then people are like, what is Rob's on Twitter? So I have to like, you know, copy and paste your Twitter name so then people can follow me on Twitter. What's
the
Twitter?
The Twitter is RobZo111111. RobZo, no space, just RobZo111111.
Okay, great. And I was on Twitter the other day, and I seen that you guys were working on the video for it at that paper. Is that correct?
Yeah, we wrapped it up. We finished it up. Should be ready for MTV2. You know, we worked with VH, you know, working on a couple on the business side, and real soon you should be seeing me on the screen. So, you know, just making sure we lay the foundation. Yeah.
That is amazing. And we also, the next time that you do get back into the studio, me and Quincy would love for you to give us a radio drop. This right, welcome from Simple. What did you wear around 3921 to Next to Blow Radio with my girls, Miss Queen Team?
I got you. Shout out to Next to Blow. I got you, Miss Queen.
And then also, shout out to your manager, Michelle. She's been a real supporter.
Yeah,
Michelle.
Real sweetheart. I love her to death. She's real cool. That's home to me right there. Shout out to Michelle. Amy.
Yes. So can you tell us, do you have any upcoming shows? And if you do, like, where can we find RobZo on the next stage performing?
We are working on the tour right now. First stop is Tallahassee on the 9th. Going to be at the Moon. You can catch me in there. So, you know, be on the lookout for me at the Moon. Tallahassee at the Moon on the 9th. And then I got a couple more shows lined up, meet and greet. I got set up with the DJs in Atlanta. I got to be in Houston. Like, my schedule is looking crazy right now, just organizing everything right now. You know.
So will you be in Houston for the All-Stars?
Yeah, I will be there. Yeah, I didn't want to, you know, announce it too early, but yeah. I will be there.
I want to go. Everybody is talking about All-Stars.
Yes, Kathy O.T., Kathy's out there performing too, and another Kathy Next to Blow, I heard performing at the All-Star in Houston. I mean, last year was here in Miami, and then this year is in Houston. I really want to go out there, but I hear it's going to be crazy. It's like so many celebrities going to be out there, so many artists performing. So we got that exclusive. RobZo will be in Houston at the All-Star doing his thing.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. Yo, RobZo, if you could work with any producer out there, like a really big name producer, who would you like to work with and why?
Well, I would work with, I like Timbo. I grew up off of Timbo. I like Swiss Beatz. I definitely work with Swiss Beatz. I definitely work with Mike Wilmay. Who else? Young Chop. You know, the new greats, too. You know, you got the old and the new. It's a mix. And different reasons why, too, production-wise. So, you know, you can't stick in one lane. You know, you got to cater to everybody, and that's what I'm trying to do. But at the same time, being me, you know, true nature to the heart. So, yeah.
Well, do you have an official website that your listeners and your fans can go to check up any updates, any tour dates that you have in the near future?
Yeah, you can go on groundup111.com and you can see any updates, you know, videos, virals, and streams. You know, check me out. You know, so, you know, I'm not really boastful. Like, you just going to see I like the show and tell. Then when you see it, then I can talk my shit.
Okay, so real quick, Ground Up is your label, right? Is that the name of your label?
Yeah, Ground Up 111.
Okay, so how did you get signed? Are you CEO of that company, or were you just signed?
No.
About that?
It was me and my dog, like the four of us. You know, he's the CEO, I'm the COO, and the chain goes down in command. And we just got together. They realized, you know, first I was really like, I like taking this as a joke. And I was like, yo, man, you can really spit. So, you know, let's put it together. Let's put our heads together, you know. Like, short, we wasn't put on earth to waste money and blow it like that. So let's do something constructive. So we just, like, let's see what this music changes. That's why we call it from the ground up, because we really doing it from the ground up, you know.
I love that name. I mean, I know that you guys, you know, you've been on Facebook friend of mine for a long time, and I see that you guys come a long way, you know, the struggle, you know, dropping tracks, dropping mixtapes, and I just want to say, you know, to you, you know, to the whole grind, because, like, you've come a long way for you to just go ahead and have all the recognition now, like, you know, hard work just pays off, you know, and it's like 2015 is your time. So
what
else can we expect from
Ronzo
for the remaining of 2013? Will we see you at the Grammys next year, hopefully?
Yeah, you're gonna see appearances from places you might not expect me to be at. You know, I just wanna keep that in there. You know, I'm a person who just I like the show. I like the people to run and tell that. You know, you see, I've seen Rap Zone today, you know, sure, you wouldn't believe what I've seen, like, I'm the type of person we were raised a certain way, you know, and it's the way you get to come in this game and make sure that you leave an impression the right way, you know, and I believe in doing things the right way, you know. So there's gonna be people to test and see what's good, you know. It's gonna be people to, you know, co-sign off jump just because they know me. People who really know me know me. So, you know, it's a building process, and we're getting there. We're working towards the main goal, and that's to entertain and get the fans what they want. You know what I'm saying? And keep this hood shit bumping. Keep this, you know. Keep it going, you know. I'm trying to put on for my Haitians the right way. But, you know.
So do people treat you the same way, or do they, like, act different towards you now that you actually have, you know, you're making moves and you get things accomplished? Like, how is that like?
Some people didn't even know I rap. You know, people who were first starting to put Rob Zoe and Rob Zoe together, like the face of Rob Zoe and Rob Zoe as the artist, it was really, it fucked a lot of people's heads up, because I was always known as the nigga in the back, in the shadows, the hood nigga. You know, the nigga at the gas station, you see the nigga, you coming out, you know, be like, damn, I know I've seen this nigga from somewhere, but I can't put a finger on it. I was always there. I come from the street. I've seen a lot of shit. I've seen a lot of niggas come in this game, a lot of niggas go. I've seen a lot of niggas who should have been at the position that I'm in right now, but because of, you know, fucked up positions and business endeavors, you know. That's why I say people really don't understand that when we say ground up, we putting it from the right way. We doing it from the right way. Ain't nobody going to fuck us over. You ain't just going to come at us with no little millies. Nigga, we shit out millies. What the fuck is that? Feel me? So the world got to feel is that we is ground up, and I am Rob Zoe, and I'm a nigga you're going to have to deal with. I'm not going nowhere.
I like that. What is meant for you is meant for you. Somebody take that away from you.
Say what now?
I said what is meant for you is meant for you. Can nobody take that away from you?
Yeah. Most definitely. You know, I really, like I said, like I'm a late first. First, I really didn't want to just jump in the game because, you know, it's some of the bullshit in this game for real. Like, there's a lot of fake shit, it's a lot of real shit, like, for real. And, you know, at first I was skeptical. I didn't really want to come as part of those stuff like shit. So me, but then it was like, you know, when you put things together, you know, you gotta, you know, the game ain't forever. So. He just said, man, you good at this, though, so go ahead and do this. So I just, you know, went ahead and let me give it a try. And then at first I started with a song called Money Fight. That's what really caught the streets. You know, it's a song about blowing money. It's a song about, you know, just we ain't fighting in the club. We fight with money. You know, let's see where your pocket's at, because that's who could really talk. You feel me? So I started with Money Fight. And then I got that paper, you know, caught attention with Future. Shout out to Free Bands. And here we are.
So would it be a remix to that song? Are you guys working on a remix, or are you going to
have that? We're working on the remix right now. You know, I'm hollering at the homie Red Cafe. I got Rick Rose, you know what I'm saying? We in the works. We doing a little parlay, a little convo. It's in the works.
No, you know,
I don't want to say nothing too early. You feel me? I just want to surprise.
So hopefully, you know, when you get the remix done, you know, Michelle can go ahead and pretty much, you know, send that track to us.
I got you.
You know?
I got you. I love it. Next to blow, man. Y'all really hold it down for everybody in the game that's trying to come in. People who's getting that ladder of success up, like y'all like the green light, man. I had to come on next to blow, man.
Thank you so much. Rob, before we let you go, I got one more question for you. I want to know, like, what kind of advice would you give to another upcoming artist that's, you know, trying to follow the footsteps of, you know, the same path you're in,
First of all, get your lawyer. Get your business game right, you know. Really know what you're doing. Focus in on what you're doing. And really kind of, you know, you got to listen to people, too, especially the people that's close to you. You know, they want to see you make it, too. You know, and it's not for ill gain, it's for good purposes, you feel me? Because they just want to see, damn, I grew up with this nigga right next to me, you feel me? And to see this nigga come up, you know, I'm doing this for them too, you know? So get yourself a business plan, make sure you get your mind and your issues right. And then, you know what I'm saying, you can proceed to, you know, making down the track. Then you got to go through the phases of making the tracks. Is it good or not? You know what I'm saying? Is this shit whack? You got to have real niggas around you who's going to tell you all this shit. I ain't fucking with it. Or you got the niggas is going to be like, yeah, man, yeah. Feel me? Then you got to go through that stage. Then you got to learn how to control yourself. Wake up on time because this is a time out of business. You got to be able to be on the road 24/7. They call you, you got to pick up. If you got that money, if you're a real hustler, you're going to get up and you're going to do what you got to do. You know? So you gotta. It's all a balance of everything that I just said. It's my little formula. I shouldn't even be giving y'all this game. Man. I should be taxing y'all right now, man.
Oh, well, we appreciate you, you know, spoon the drugs to let us know. I mean, the future upcoming, you know, rap artists out there that we don't have that much knowledge that you have right now. So we really appreciate that. Do you have any shout outs that you want to give?
No, his call has dropped.
Okay,
all right.
Okay,
well,
cool.
Shout out to Rob Zoe. If y'all don't know, that was Rob Zoe out of Miami. Shout out to him. Make sure y'all check him out on Twitter at Rob R-O-B-Z-O-E 111. That's correct, Magafia, right? That's his Twitter?
Yes.
All right. Shout out to him. Definitely great interview with him. Shout out to all the people that are tuned in. Make sure you guys press that one right now. If y'all trying to go live at any time, make sure you guys press that one. And if you guys are trying to call in, dial 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. You guys are on Twitter. Make sure you guys hit us up at Miss Queen T. That's MZQUEENT at Next to Blow Radio at she_is_Magassia, MAGASSIA. Hit us up. Let us know you're tuned in. Hit us up on Facebook. Search Next to Blow Radio. Hit that like page. Join the group page. Also, download our Google app on the Android market. Shout out to, you know, the people that already downloaded the app. We're about to get into this next guest, the next interview. I know a lot of people are tuned in, haven't pressed one. They just, you know, want to hear what's going on with the Twin City Urban Music Awards. And before we get into that, Magassi, you got any songs you want to hear? Any song you want to hear real quick? I'm just about to get into it. I want to play it.
I want to get Crunk, so you already know. You can go ahead and play that walk. I'm about to take that. I want to get Crunk real quick.
All right, we're about to get into this track by Jay Dash, and then after this, we're about to get into the exclusive interview from the Twin City Urban Music Awards panelists right here on that follow-up interview that we told y'all we was about to do. So definitely stay tuned. Like I said, if you guys are trying to call in, make sure y'all press that 1-718-664-9115. Let's go. This is Jay Dash. WAP.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Reacting when I hit him with the phone. Got Fleezy in the back, got Cello in the front. Listen to the record, boy, I got what you want. Got bitch so fly, cause the club on chomp. Got hits like the whoopee beating the back of the dome. Ladies take it back, throw it back to dome. Being at the waist, lean to the front. Now bounce, shout out to that beat. Just a little bit, pause, show me your feet. Just a little bit, ain't nobody here why better than me. Purple flag to the left, who better than me? I got all the star squad, who better than me? Man, listen to the beat, who better than me? I paid to get in, so I ain't finna chill. And my week been way too long.
I made a little bit of
my boy Jay Dash. Shout out to Jay Dash. He was a previous guest right here on the Miss Queen Tia Magasia show right here on Next to Blow Radio. Shout out to all the callers calling in. Shout out to everyone tuned into the chat box on the phone app and all that good stuff. I'm not sure what happened to my co-host, Magasia. Oh, there he is. I see you. I'm about to pull her back in. If y'all don't know, y'all are tuned in to the Miss Queen Tia Magasia show right here on Next to Blow Radio.
And it's your man CB coming straight out of 6 Deep ENT, and you are now tuned in to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio. Bitch!
You are now tuned in to the hottest blog talk radio station with the lovely Miss Queen and Magasia on the Next to Blow Radio.
Hey, yo, it's the Game Changer Center, a.k.a. at Sin City SRE. And you are now tuned in to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on the Next to Blow Radio. Hey, yo, make sure y'all tune in.
At Next to Blow! Ready to rock, ready to go. Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hello. You know it's Miss Queen T and Magasia. Next to Blow, Mr. Chip.
Hey, shout out to all our people doing them droppers. Like you heard, you guys are tuning to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show right here on Next to Blow Radio. We're about to get into this exclusive interview, follow-up interview with my boys, the TCUMA Awards. Let's go ahead and bring them in. Let's go ahead and bring in Safari. We got Safari, we got Mike, and we got Cassidy on the line. What's up, y'all? What's up?
What's going
on, you see,
hey, guys.
Threw y'all off, huh? You ever heard of Shit 56? Shit, shout out to Mr. Blow.
Y'all crazy, y'all crazy. Well, we going to get our drop. We need some drop from y'all, so.
Hey, we can make that happen.
We can get on that ASAP.
Oh, cast it
out.
You
got
to cast it out.
ASAP went on the Rocky.
Huh?
What's up?
Without the
ASAP,
without the Rocky.
Right. Yeah, without the dresses and all that, without
the
skirts.
All right, that's what's up. For y'all that don't know, we had these dudes on the line a little bit over a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody know who y'all are, what y'all do, you know what I'm saying, where y'all coming from.
Well, shit, what up? My name is Mike Smooth. You know what I mean? You can get me on the Twitter at Mr. Mike Smooth. That's MrMikeSmoove. Mr. Mike Smooth. I'm an entrepreneur nigga, you know what I'm saying? Work on a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I'm drinking too. So that's what's up with the stutter and all that bullshit. But, I pretty much got my hands in everything from music to television to everyday hustling and shit. And I appreciate y'all listening.
Yeah, it's your boy Cassidy, man. You can reach me on Facebook at Cassidy Music, you know, and also on the Twitter. My Twitter ain't popping like that yet, but at Cassidy. And we're trying to bring the second annual Twin Cities Urban Music Awards, you know, to the city and make it major again. So yeah, that's what we're here for.
That's what's up. Yo, okay, Safari, I almost forgot about you, Safari. My bad.
Oh, how are you going to forget about me? How are you going to do something
like that? I forget about you. I was waiting for you to say something.
See, look at that. Y'all don't forget about Dre.
No.
Hey, it's no introduction needed. You know what I'm saying? It's the kids, Safari from the Chateau, SKS. Y'all know how to reach me on Facebook and all that there, you know what I'm saying? Catch me in the street. Catch me, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter, Instagram, whatever, you know what I'm saying, your neighborhood grocery store, Walmart, you know what I'm saying, over the north, south of the river, you know, in traffic.
Yeah.
Hey, Walmart, Kung Fu, all these, well, not all these, because their prices went up. Remember, they used to have them cheap-ass prices. But anyway, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shit, that's what's up, though.
Wow. All right, so, for y'all don't know, we got the Twin City Urban Music Awards panelists on the line. I know y'all had came on and talked a little bit about everything that, you know, all the artists and stuff like that. Let everybody know how y'all feel like the first round went down, y'all think.
Oh, man, you know, the first round, you know, it went real well. You know, like we said before, the city really spoke. You know, we had over three times the amount of votes that we had last year. You know, a lot of more people had, you know, hands-on with the promotions or whatnot, you know, so we're in the second round right now, and the polls close on Friday. And, you know, from there, we're going to go into the Cypher. From the Cypher, we're going to go to the pre-awards. And then March 15th, live and direct, downtown Minneapolis at Epic, you know, with the second TCUMAs. Yeah.
Yeah, so let everybody know again, you know, if y'all didn't catch it,
What day is the show on? Where can they purchase these tickets? You know, how can
the
they?
The day is March
15th,
downtown Minneapolis at Epic Event Center. Don't be late. Be on time.
Everyone time. Oh,
yeah.
March 15th is going down.
What are you drinking over there?
It's an 18-plus event. The online ticket sales will be available this Friday at Vital, and then I believe they're available right now at Epic, you know, at Epic's website. So I think it's epicmpls.com. So, you know, right now we got the advanced tickets, general admission going for $10, VIP going for $15, you know, and then, you know, the day of, it's going to be $12 at the door at $20 for the VIP. And right now we still do have limited sponsorship packages available, you know, all the way from the platinum down to silver.
Let them know who some of the sponsors is. Let them know who some of the sponsors is.
Let them know.
You know, we got TKF Entertainment, one of Minneapolis' five establishments. Sponsoring. We got Hustle Mode sponsoring that joint. We got Uhuru Entertainment. Shout out to our boy SJ Hassan, the guy who did the our cipher last year, working on some footage this year. We got True Entertainment Magazine, another fine magazine, online entertainment joint. TrueENTMagazine.com is a sponsor. We got Farmers McKittrick Agency. Hit them up if you need them. Their rate 651-900-4219, Minnesota only. And we got We got No Limit Forever Records with Master P. We got No Limit Forever. They blessed us with a little sponsorship. They're part of it. We got one of the ARs, Dollar Bill, coming in. He's finna come in the city and mess with us. We're gonna have a sponsorship. I mean, we're gonna have a showcase showdown the next day. They looking for some talent, so we was blessed enough that they wanted to be a part of the situation and come up here and look for some of Twin Cities talent. So, Twin Cities, if you're listening, put your tape together, your CD together. If you still got a tape, you're late. You're probably a couple years behind. But get your CD together and when your shows, your acts, and all that stuff together, come on down and let me hear you say,
Yeah, speaking of sponsorships, I have a question. So, I was looking at the website, the Twin City Urban Music Awards, and you guys have Euro Entertainment. Is that how you guys say it?
It's Uhuru.
Uhuru. Where are they? I heard of that name. So where are they based out of?
Uhuru Entertainment is good Somali entertainment. One of the best establishments where they made the video. They made the good video. They are put on. They do short film. They do music video. They do photo shoot. One of the best places you'll see ever. You click the link, and you will see SJ Hassan is the top man in the Twin Cities.
Okay.
It's pronounced Uhuru. It means freedom in Somali.
Uhuru. Yo, I'm going to say, you know who I'm talking about, right? The whatever, Uhuru, whatever,
you got,
boy.
You know,
out of Miami down there.
You got to roll your R's. Uhuru. Uhuru.
I can't do that. I'm not that talented with my tongue.
You know you're your tongue, girl. Stop acting like you're scared. Like you ain't
talented. Like, who
are you? Who are you? That's
the same name. Kill it.
Y'all crazy. All right, so keep it moving. All right, keep it moving. Y'all were talking about the cipher. Let everybody know can they expect different from last year's cipher to the 2013 cipher.
Oh, man, you know, this year is about to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? Right now we got four instrumentals on the website right now that y'all can go vote on and pick the actual, you know, 2013 TCMA cipher beat that ends this Friday as well. And, you know, after the polls close, what we're going to be doing is anybody that's in the top eight right now, they can email us, tcuma@hotmail.com, with the submission for the cipher, you know, to be a part of the cipher or whatnot. And what we'll do is we're going to send them the instrumental that makes the cut. And, you know, they're going to have, I think, not even 2 weeks, like a week or 2 weeks to record a high 16
and send it back to us. And then what we're going to do, the TC Romay committee, you know, we're going to sit down and listen to all of the drops or the recordings or whatnot, and we're going to choose, you know, the hottest, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you know, there was some complaints about last year, people saying that, you know, the cipher was okay, but it needed to be stepped up. So we're gonna represent the city right this time and, you know, make sure that everybody that's on the cipher, you know, is going to be hot and official. And, you know, it's going to be all anonymous votes between, you know, myself and the committee. So what we're going to do is everybody that sent a submission in, we're going to put their name on the ballot, 1 to 10, and, you know, and we're going to sit down and we're going to just rate everybody, put everybody, you know, in a box, and then we're going to add everybody's their totals up, and that's how we're going to choose the actual, you know, the cipher artists or whatnot. So we're going to have about, like, 15 to 20 artists that we're going to be dealing with. We're going to shoot 2 to 3 ciphers, and then we're going to put it all, you know, one together and make it epic again, you know what I'm saying? But most definitely, you know, we're going to raise the bar this year.
Well.
All right.
So what can we expect at the award show, at the award ceremony?
What can we expect? I can't hear you. You said what?
So what can we expect at the award ceremony?
Man, all of the above is going down. I mean, you know, you're gonna catch swag, you're going to catch talent, you're going to catch, you know, promotion, business, everybody in the city, you know what I'm saying, that's actually making moves is going to be in the building, you know what I'm saying, and you're going to catch, you know, most importantly, unity, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's going to be live. Like I said, we're bringing the red carpet out again this year, you know, we're going to have the cameras rolling, you know, some people are going to be popping bottles, you know, yeah, overall good time, man, on everything, overall good time with unity in the city.
So, hopefully it's not too cold and you can wear a short dress. Like, the ladies can really, like, dress. If, you know, if it's cold, then...
They still going to have that on, because I was told for the Yo Gotti, if it is like 1,600 people up in there below zero weather, and all the girls had on skirts.
Hell.
So I'm pretty sure, you know, it ain't going to matter about the weather. But, you know, we're doing it in the middle of March, so hopefully the weather should be a little better than it is right now. But, you know... Rain,
and this
snow.
Minnesota, so they used to it. You
they
know
acclimated
saying?
To the weather out here.
Yeah, but that Yo Gotti night, hell nah. I went to the car, and before I even got to the car, it was cold as fuck. I was about to cry, so I said, fuck Yo Gotti. I swear, fuck Yo Gotti. Like me, I have, like, this secretly love thing for Yo Gotti. Like, every time I see him in concert and then he leaves, I feel like he divorced me. So, for it was that cold for me not to even go see him. So, I was cold as fuck. But I'm sure, but you know, I'm sure everybody, you know what I'm saying, is going to be out there. What was the ratings like last year? Like, what was the numbers like, you know, attendance last year at the Twin City Urban Music Awards?
It was in between 700 to 800, you know, we had over 700 last year, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Epic is a pretty nice size venue, you know, so we got plenty of room to grow, you know, so, you know, we can't really put no numbers on who or how many people going to come out this year, but, we shall see March 15th. I believe we're going to bring the city out.
All
right. That's a thought. And how much are the
tickets
again to get in? $10 in advance and $12 at the door for general admission, and then $15 in advance for VIP, and $20 at the door. You know. All right.
So
right now, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was just saying. Right now, like I said, we're doing the sponsorship packages available. You know, two of those packages come with an actual booth, and the deadline is the 15th, and then after the 15th, then we'll be booking just for regular, booths or whatnot. You know, the ones that we do still have for that. We've been getting a couple
of hurry up.
People that don't want to be sponsors, but they still want to, you know, get booths or whatnot. So, it's most definitely going to be going down this year. We're still in the process right now of actually locking in a date for the pre-awards, but you know, we got plans to do it 1 to 2 weeks before the actual event, you know, and pump that up. So you know, we'll be having the pre-awards, and then the day after, we'll be having the actual No Limit showcase showdown with No Limit's A&R, and that's gonna be crazy right there. So everybody bring your A game. And that's for, you know, R&B, that's for rap, that's for producers, that's for models. What's up?
Mm-hmm. Oh, radio show. How can we link that radio show on that?
I'm just playing. I'm saying, we was just chopping up, you know, last night. So, you know, please believe y'all going to have Dollar Bill calling in on Next Blow Radio. You know what I'm saying? So we got some things in the works, you know.
All right, so have you chosen who you want to go ahead and present the different awards, the different nominations?
I'm sorry, you said what?
Have you chosen the people you wanted to present the awards?
Well, a part of that has to do with the actual sponsorship package. You know, the Platinum sponsorships, they're able to have a representative at the awards, and they're able to present an award or whatnot. But then, you know, we're going to get some of the models involved and some of the hosts of the year involved, just like last year, you know. So, you know, we got a couple, basically the hosts that's on the top eight nominees right now, you know, they'll be a part of it if they want to be, you know, and we're going to do it like that, so.
That's what's up. Okay, so I'm gonna have to make sure one of those hosts are MIA so we can get that Next to Blow presentation. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? That's what's up right there. I love that.
Sounds good. That's what's up. So, I mean, do you guys got any favorites? Like, I mean, I know you guys can't really like say who y'all voted and stuff, but do you guys have any look forward to any performances that you guys personally want to look see perform at the awards?
I mean, I don't got no favorites. I mess with the city, man. So, you know, I'm really just trying to see who's gonna get these votes. You know what I'm saying? And who actually got these supporters out here that want to see them perform or whatnot. So, I mean, I feel like whoever's, you know, gracing the stage at the awards or the pre-awards, you know, it was earned and the city spoke for it. So I'm behind that right there, you know.
I'm looking to see who's going to do what with the stage. I know last year we had some nice performances. Cup Maserati killed it at the end. I know Sandman did his thing. R&B, what they call it, Team R&B, they did their thing. Chantel killed it.
Kiko. We had Two Tone, Drizzle.
I'm looking to see who's going to do what. I really just want to see.
Money App was in the building.
Last year, like me, this is Mike Smooth again speaking. Last year, I was backstage the whole time handling the awards and passing them out. And there was a couple of times where I was just like, all right, fuck it, I'm coming out, I'm watching the show, you know what I mean? I was backstage watching it, so I'm just excited to see who's going to do what. I want somebody to shock me at the awards, just do some good performances, and put, like I said, just represent for the city, real talk. That's what it's about, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I know one thing. I want to see whoever the singer is going to be, like you were saying, if it's like a R&B act, I want to see somebody sing up there. I'm talking about I want to see somebody with a handkerchief and wiping sweat off their forehead and just got the, you know, the KC Dane coming out the neck.
You ain't doing nothing.
All right, so let me ask a question. So if they do want to perform on stage, like, how are they supposed to go about performing on stage for the awards?
Right now we got a poll going on for that. So what we did, we took the top four in 17 categories, and we put them in the actual poll. And then if you were in the top four and more than one, then we actually just went down and put the fifth person on, or sixth person, or whatever. But, you know, so right now we got it. Oh, because really, this is really set up to be like an online People's Choice Award. So, you know, it's not like it's making or breaking anybody's careers or anything like that. You know, it should just be used as a stepping stone and, another avenue, another platform, you know, to showcase their music. But, you know, what we did was we got a poll, and we're letting the people vote. You know, they're able to choose up to five people, you know, that they want to see perform. And what we're going to do is we're going to let the people choose the top 20, you know, that's actually going to either the pre-awards or the award show. So we let the people choose the top 20, and then we're going to go sit down and then figure out, you know, what 10 is going to perform at the award show and what 10 is going to be at the pre-award show. You know, sometimes, you know, some people performed last year at the award show, so it's just like, you know, maybe those are the ones that's going to be on the pre-award show this year, you know, and give somebody else a chance to actually, you know, hit the stage at the actual award show. But regardless, it doesn't matter, you know, where they're performing, they're still able to be a part of it, you know, because it's a lot of cats that want to get on that doesn't have that opportunity right now, you know. So
yeah, and that's one of the dope things about this award show is we ain't got nothing to do with it. So y'all, so if anybody got feelings about, you know, how things happen, it's a poll for everything. So that's one of the, you know, sometimes that's the plus and a minus about this award show is really the fact that it's all about really the people choosing. So it might be some people who you've never heard of that go to the top. It might be some people that you know that might not make it to the top. But the beautiful thing about that I like about that is it speaks because it says who has buzz. And we all know, like, when you're looking at this music industry, when they're looking to see who's getting on and people like A&Rs is looking for talent, they're looking for buzz. They're looking to see who got the city behind them and that sort of thing. So that's really one of the beautiful things about this award is it shows who got people behind the ass that's dedicated to coming out to vote. So, like, regardless, if there's people on there that we may not have heard of, hey, look, somebody spoke. That's how the hell they got there. So that means they got buzz. Yeah. And the other dope thing is, too, I mean, the thing I like about this is, you know, it's given, like Cass and I was saying, it's really a platform for a lot of artists who may not have, you know, maybe that outlet to get their shit out there and that type of thing. So, because one thing with this is, one thing I kind of find out that seems to happen a lot in the Twin Cities is people got a bigger buzz in other cities and other states more so than they do in their own city sometimes. I mean, you heard that, right?
Now,
this is the thing with our award show is this, is when people go, now when you go to those other cities, now you can say, hey, look, I was nominated for this, or I won this at award show. So when they put that shit on their resume, it gives them more value as an artist. Now they can't just say, yeah, I did this show, I did that show, and they can say, nah, fuck that, I got an award, or at least I was nominated. And that shit helps, that shit puts some more strength to where they resume when they all shopping themselves.
Right.
kind of curious of what y'all are going to say. There's a lot of people that just, like, are, you know, in the background listening. But if you guys want to ask a question, you guys feel like you guys want to ask them live, you know what I'm saying, just go ahead and press that 1. Again, press the 1 if you guys want to call in.
Can I speak on something just real quick?
Go ahead.
And I apologize. I really shouldn't be doing this, but, you know, I like keeping stuff in the open. Man, please kill these rooms. Everybody talking, I ain't gonna say everybody, but people talking, oh yeah, it's rigged because they're not on the awards. It's rigged because they didn't make the official nominees. It's rigged because they didn't make a submission. That don't even make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's rigged with the people that won last year. Come on, everybody that performed, you can ask them, did they pay? Did they pay to perform? Was anything rigged? Did anybody pay for some awards? Like, what? I don't understand what the benefit of having an award show and rigging it. Like, what would you get out of that? Come on now. Everybody that know us and how we rock, they already know it's official. Now, I done had people make offers talking about they want to do this, even with the award show, with the first round, with the topic of discussion, people want to pay to perform and things like that, but they know that's not how I rock. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to get that off my chest real quick, man. Like I said, we're doing this for the city. The polls are free. It's a free poll. I can't alter or change nothing like that. Everything is official, man. Like, come on now. Like, just if you winning and then you in the polls, everything's all good. Go vote for me. But then if you, like I said, if you didn't make a submission, then we biased or it's rigged. Come on, man. Like, let's cut that out. Guess what we do? at the end of the award show. At the end, not even at the end of the award show, but every time somebody gets an award at the very top on the projectors, you will see how many votes they had, and then the other seven, and what percentages they had, how many actual votes they had, and all that. We did it last year, and we're going to do it this year. And then not only that, but, I mean, even the day after the awards, we actually put the polls up on the website to where you can see where everybody is at, man. So it ain't nothing faulty about it. Ain't nothing real. Come on, man. Like, we get money other ways. I'm an artist, so I look at everything from an artist's perspective. You dig what I'm saying? Everybody know how I rock, and everybody know how we do. So, you know, I just want to speak on that real quick. So, let's keep it moving.
Church.
All right. Well, with that being said, let's go ahead and take a few of these callers. Let's go ahead and get into the 651 area code 354. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Real Reed calling from St. Paul. Better known as the
Real
Ken Reed. What's good?
What's good? All
right. Now, I feel you on what you were just saying about the rig and stuff like that, man. But, you know, you should just let these cats that come at you sideways like that, man, let them know, you know what I'm saying? They should be happy to even be nominated, you know what I'm saying? Like me,
right.
I was ecstatic, you know. I mean, shit, I ain't never been nowhere like that, you know, and no shit like that, man. And I got there in three spots, you know, whether I won or whether I didn't, you know what I'm saying? It's just enough recognition from a person coming from where I'm coming from to have that kind of recognition. Now, it's on you or the artist to put, you know, to promote itself a little bit better once he done got nominated or whether he didn't. If you didn't get nominated this time, then I think you should try harder next year.
Right.
And get it done, you know. So, man, I just X those guys out, man, that's on that bullshit.
Yeah.
That's what I say to you. They on bullshit. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe I shouldn't have spoke on the situation, but, you know, I just had to address the issue just for a quick second. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Keep everything kosher. You know what I'm saying? And keep it like that, you know? So, yeah.
Well, you're supposed to, You know, I see the little shit that be on Facebook and all that. You know what I'm saying? And Facebook, rather people say it's fake or, you know, it's just the internet, but that shit get real. You know what I'm saying? That Facebook shit get real, man. And I mean, shit, you gotta put a stop to it at some point before we get out in public, and then this shit comes out in public and blow all over when it wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Cause shit, I like to have a nice show. That's why I do my shows in the downtown area, so I ain't gotta worry about nobody coming to shoot the show up or fight, you know, all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Cause I for one don't make fight music. Shit, you gonna fight out my music, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you just crazy.
That's real.
Cause my music is about hustling and, you know, getting money.
Hustle, man.
Shit, that's what my music is about. So shit, I don't think I ever will start to make fight music, you know. But to my boy Sapphire.
Yeah,
they like to jump with the haters.
Hey,
they like to jump on the hater team.
Hey, you
know what I'm talking about too.
You know, hustling and money. We in the right direction, so I do get off of work at 10 o'clock. So you know that little scratch from the Super Bowl game.
I'm right on that one, boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm right to take. You know, I know you're in Roseville. It's all good.
Right.
You can just sign down 36 and get on there.
Can I get that little $5 you owe me for the Super Bowl game, brother?
Man, where they come from now? I don't know about this now. I don't know about all this. We know about this 50 now. We know about this 50. You know, man. But back to the business and shit, though, man. You know what I'm saying? I just signed some artists down there on my label, man, down in Houston, Texas and shit. They'll be starting coming out something new. They're going to be the Black Knights off KR Entertainment. So see how... my circle is, we going all out of the state now, you know what I'm saying? Like you guys were saying, you know, we get buzz out of town. You know, we probably get more buzz out of town than we get in Minnesota. But we starting to get there, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing. Like I said last time, you know, we did like 23 shows this last year. And shit, already this year, we already did three, you know. And then we got three more shows coming up. And plus the Hustle Ball, we got on the 24th with Black Six. I'm about to be doing that show. So, you know, I'm trying to get to about 50 shows this time, you know, this year, you know. So, shit's pushing good for me. And shit, you know, like, I seen on Facebook, Sherry, she was like, a lot of artists, they too Hollywood to work with other artists. Well, I'm not. I'm always open to work with other artists, you know. But that, don't nobody reach out, so. And I ain't going to reach out because they ain't reaching out. But, you know, I reach out on who I feel is real. Like me and LGWI, we do a lot of work, you know what I'm saying? And I was talking to Safari, and I was even telling him, even on Super Bowl Sunday, you know what I'm saying, like, man, we should get together and do some work together, you know? So, because I don't want people to wait till they see me on BET and then say, I want to work with him. Because I'm not going to work with you now, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to work with me while I'm local. Don't wait till I get the shine, then you want to shine off my shine.
That's true.
You know, and there's a lot of artists out here like that. But shouts out to everybody around me on the solo that's doing their thing because I'm loving it. You know, see, sometimes, see, I hear some good-ass music. It feel kind of intimidating. Like, damn, I need to step my game up. You know? So, shit. It's some good music out there, man. And you know, we as in Minnesota, as artists in Minnesota, man, we on the tip of the edge, man. We about to go up top, man. And I know this. It's coming real soon.
That's what's up.
Hey, that's what's up. Yo, Reed, we definitely appreciate you for calling in, bro. Don't go nowhere, okay?
I'm holding on.
All right, yo, tell Cassidon, too. I don't know what happened. His phone had dropped. He must have had to get back to what he was doing. But we still got Mike on the line, and we still got Safari on the line. I'm going to go ahead and take another caller out of the 763-807. Caller, who is this, and where are you calling from?
Amanda had to call and kick back in the queue just so I could speak to y'all again. Hi, Queen. It's Jacqueline.
Hey. Well, I got Magasi on the line, too. Don't forget we got Magasi on the line.
Damn, Gabby been so quiet, I didn't even know she was on the line.
What?
I'm over here eating Doritos and drinking on some Ciroc. I'm here.
We got Safari and Mike on the line, but Cassidon, his phone had dropped.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and address to Safari then, since we don't have Cassidon. First off, shout out to Safari and Cassidon and Mike. Doing big things for the Twin Cities Urban Music Awards. Definitely got a shout out because it's my first time ever being nominated for a category. So shout out to my team for Promoter of the Year. We're up, vote for us, Realize EPS for Promoters of the Year. But my question is this: Safari, Cassidon, Mike, for you fellas that have been doing this for so long now, or it seems like so long, what got y'all into this game?
Like as far as the music, or are you talking about like just the awards?
As far as the music and the awards, what pushed y'all to say, you know what, we're gonna do this awards, and we're gonna try to make this something big for the state of Minnesota? What got y'all into the awards?
Well,
the music pushed y'all there, but what made y'all take that next step?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, you know what I'm saying, the music and everything, but like for me, I'm thinking more like we wanted to try, you know, try a different approach, you know what I'm saying, with the whole award things, you know what I'm saying? We always thinking, you know what I'm saying, we got tons of things that we you know, think about doing all the time, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like certain times it's you know what I'm saying, like I think the right time to actually act on them and do them, you know what I'm saying? And like when we did it last year, you know, we felt that, you know, it was the right time to do something different, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's an award show, but the way we run it is a lot different than other award shows. You know what I'm
okay.
So,
I'm excited to see how y'all run it. This is my first time actually attending an award show too.
Yeah, we just wanted to create something where we could put it in the hands of the people, and all we doing is more or less facilitating the situation. So I mean, that's all we did. We just opened up a community award basically, so everybody could have a voice and they express their opinion and they can have it count, have it matter somewhere, and is not in the hands of, you know, because, you know, cause you know, any award show from any award show in any local city to BET MTV, we don't exactly know how things are chosen, but unless it's a People's Choice Award. So this one, we can say, hey, look, this is how I got chosen. Somebody clicked the button. That's how I got chosen. So that's what that was. And then to answer the second part, as far as the music thing and how we get in the industry, for me, I've just kind of always been around in the music industry and that sort of thing and started to do my solo thing for a minute, but every time I get ready to do it, my real job gets in the way, and that's working out so much so that I kind of set my personal thing to the back burner. And what I do is I just have fun. The people that I know, you know, I help out. I write with some of my guys that I do music with and everything, and try to do what I can do to help them escalate. And lately, actually, my latest project that I got going on is, I don't know who y'all seen, Mob Wives in Chicago. There's a girl Pia Bella on there, or Pia Rizzo on there, and Leah De Simone. Mob Wives Chicago didn't get a second season, so we got them and us, and we got a venture with us and True Entertainment Magazine and SJ Hassan. You know, we're putting it on together, so that we got another reality show. We're going out to Chicago to shoot this reality show with them. So I'm kind of just keeping my hands and wherever the money at.
That's what's up. Keep your hands in all parts, man. You got to.
Motherfucking right.
Well, that's what's up. Well, like I said, I just wanted to call in. I wanted to definitely show support to my girl Queen for the Tuesday night show, her and Magasia. And y'all check us out on Wednesday. Next Low Hell No. Girl, Miss Chocolate, I'll be on What's Shoes on the microphone. I don't rhyme. I'm just playing, y'all. I don't have no flows. I'm going to get around to the field with somebody one day.
Kind of sound like a good though. That's what's up. We appreciate the call. We appreciate the support. Straight up.
Definitely. And I'm going to check y'all out for sure when it comes time for the awards. But make sure y'all let me decide. Y'all vote for us. Realize Entertainment for Promoter of the Year.
All right.
Definitely. Okay. That's what's up. Yo, Ms. Chaka, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. You know, look forward to tomorrow's show, next to Blow or Hell No. If y'all don't know, that's a new show right here. Recently added last week was our first show. Shout out to all new co-hosts we got on the line on that show. It's definitely a hot show. So make sure y'all check it out tomorrow, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. That's 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. With myself, Miss Queen C. Magasia, Miss Chocolate, Miss Kid Red, Reese Kid Red, Jay Biggs, and MIB. You know, we all over the place. But let's go ahead and get into one. Actually, if y'all want to ask a question, go ahead and press that one. I'm going to take one more caller, though. I know y'all are kind of busy, but I just want to take one more caller out of the 952 area code, 687 area. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Yo, yo, what up? It's D Easy. What's good, brother?
Oh, what's happening, boy?
Hey, man. I just had to call and tell y'all, you know what I'm saying, thank you for doing this for the Twin Cities, because, you know, Twin Cities don't get a lot of recognition as it is. And it get a lot of bad rep with other artists, you know, trying to hate on other artists. And I see that now people are starting to get it, that it's about unity. And, you know what I'm saying, even though I'm not nominated this year, I'm still going and I'm still showing support just because I love what y'all are doing. And I just want to tell y'all, I appreciate that. You know what I mean?
Right, for sure.
Yeah, that's what's up. We appreciate that. Everybody in the city appreciate that. That's the type of attitude we need to have. Straight
right,
up.
Right.
Because you talk about
even
Marley, we still supporting. I like that.
Turned up. You know what I'm saying? I was nominated last year, but, you know what I'm saying, I still show love. And it was just, you know what I'm saying, when I went, it was a great experience. I liked it. You know what I'm saying? It was the vibe was good. Ain't nobody fighting. Ain't nobody getting on no hate and shit. Like, everybody was showing love, and that's the type of vibe we need. You know what I mean?
Right. You look around the room. I know that's one thing I like out there. You looked around the room. Everybody was smiling and having a fucking good time. And that shit, it was positive. You ain't feel like you had to put your fucking meme mug on none of that shit. Everybody was just chilling.
Right.
We had the red carpet, the backdrop, everybody snapping pictures. Girls was looking good.
Right.
Good music.
Everybody
and
popping bottles, partying.
Right.
Yeah.
And after the award show, after the awards was said and done, nigga, we just all had fun. We was just clowning and shit. You could see some online and shit. We was just having a good
right.
time.
Right. Right.
That's what
I liked about it. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So big shout out to y'all, you know what I mean, the whole squad. Shout out to Cassidy. I know he's not on the line right now, but, you know, he know he might be up. So, Safari, you know I fucks with you, my nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right, that's what's up. All right, thank you for calling in. Definitely appreciate you. Definitely don't got to go nowhere, okay?
All All right.
All right, that's what's up. And I just want to make an announcement. If y'all didn't know, y'all are tuning into the Miss Queen T. Amagasia show right here on Next to Blow Radio with myself, Miss Queen T. Amagasia. I just want to let everybody know we are in the overtime hour, so if you guys hang up, y'all will not be able to call back in. Shout out to all the people that were tuned in through the app and through the web and through whatever it was, you guys can't call back in now. So definitely shout out to all the people that are online with us right now, rocking with us. I want to get into one more caller for you guys. I know they want to ask a question as well. Let's go ahead and get into the 612-702 area code. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this your boy Trevor T, man. I'm calling from the Twin Cities, by way of everywhere. Hey, but the question that I got, man, how can I get into the Cypher thing?
Yeah, I think what we're doing with that is, what are we doing? And Cassidon got it written down because we decided what we're going to do. Well, we're going to take some of the top people out of the – pretty much anybody, if you're an official nominee, what you do is you at the time after you pick the beat, you're going to be able to submit your verse, and then we're going to have a committee basically do like an anonymous vote on the top, you know, whatever number it is. If it's 10 to 15, we're going to try to get as many people in there as we can because it was so fun last year. We want to try to get everybody to be a part of that. So what we're going to do, like I said, pick the beat that was voted number one, and then everybody submit their verses so we make sure that it's nothing, you know, negative and that sort of thing. And then we're going to have a committee do like a blind vote on the top people that we think should get in, and you know, and it's going to be mixed up and diverse. So, you know, we make it as unbiased as possible, and then, you know, go from there. And so hopefully the people will get there.
Real quick, a real announcement. I'm sorry to interrupt you guys. We got Cassidon back on the line. Just a little FYI.
You had to go punch that spot real quick. Had to go punch that, you know. We're back, though.
Yo, that's funny. I called you on the call. I'm like, please don't let this nigga voicemail kick back in the middle of the show.
I just called your phone, and you screamed me. You ain't answer the phone.
Oh, it's set up to Safari, too. I see he must have had his phone had disconnected, too, so...
So what's going on? So we working men, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes you got to push that clock.
Hey, I respect that. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, let's wrap up the interview for you guys. I know y'all need to get back to doing what y'all need to do. You know, Triple T, did you get your question asked, answered? I'm not sure. I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, because see, but the thing about it, see, because I ain't even, you know what I'm saying, I ain't even into the awards, see, because you know, because, shit, I just moved up here, and I'm trying to get that recognition up here. So that's the reason why I had asked.
I mean, who knows? I mean, we might even do, you know, anything's a possibility. So we might even do, like, an unofficial just cipher also just to get people, people like yourself.
We're gonna stick, you know, with the official 8 nominees. But, you know, the good thing is you just moved up here, so now you know what kind of different events and, you know, what different, you know, what the music market is like in Minnesota, you know what I'm saying? So next year, if you're still up here, then most definitely you can make a submission and stuff like that. You dig what I'm saying? But, you know, we still got the A&R event the very next day, the day after. So, I mean, you could partake in that and just let it go from there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I always see it already, you know, see it once we really get on, stop playing and get on out there, man, this is, you know, see it, man, because, you know, man, I love it up here, man, you know, and shit, I feel like it's a lot of talent, man, you know, and so that's the reason why we're trying to...
Where you from, bro?
All right, shit, I'm from Mississippi, by way to Miami, shit, interstate, you name, I'd have been there, you know what I mean?
It is a lot.
How long you been here, bro?
Shit, I've been here probably about 6 or 7 months, somewhere up in there.
Okay. Well, like I said, the last interview, you know, if you're looking for shows, man, go to the website, you know, TwinCitiesUrbanMusicAwards.com, and go to Promoter of the Year, you know, go to that poll. And, you know, all those 8 right there, you know, you could actually, you know, look them up on Facebook or Twitter. And most of them, if not all of them, actually hold events for local artists, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, most definitely reach out to them. And then you can start getting that circuit, you know, and start showcasing your talent.
Yeah, because, shit, I mainly do out-of-state shows. Shit, I got one up in New Orleans coming up this month on the 11th. and you know, I'm trying to get, I've been talking to a couple of people that's out here that's promoters, you know, so they've been getting back at me. So, shit, we trying to work something out, you know, so, shit.
Yeah, I say come on out to the show. You're going to meet everybody in the city that's making moves. That's the best networking joint right there. If you and anybody else is listening, if somebody out there just got up here to Minnesota and y'all trying to figure out who's doing what, hey, that weekend, the 15th and the 16th.
Your recording has reached the maximum length.
That's what I was talking about right
there. To replay your message, press 1. Uh-huh. To delete and re-record your message.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Is that some technical difficulties?
I don't know who's doing that.
Recording the interview is all good. It's okay. It's still up to Mike, too. I'm going to tell you what would be a beautiful thing, though. Like, the night of the awards, if all artists, you know, whatever field you in, got business cards, man. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the most powerful promotional tools there is, you know what I'm saying, a business card, because the dude, you just said you're from Mississippi and everything, so it's just like, you know, you got some business cards, man, and you run into a couple other cats that you might want to, you know, get down with and do some music with. I mean, you know, swapping out numbers is cool, but sometimes, you know, you might lose your phone, you might, you know, forget to call them or whatever, but I mean, business cards, you know, that'd be the best route, you know what I'm saying? So everybody get the business card game up this year, you know? If you already got it, salute. If you don't, get in tune. Let's get it.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yo, Cassidy, I know your crew is dropping left and right, so I definitely want to let you get that.
Hold on, you calling me right now?
Hell no.
All
right,
yo,
no,
Troubleshoot,
thank you for calling. What's up?
I'm sorry.
Who we got on the line? Oh, you got Mike on the line, Safari on the line.
Yeah.
Who?
Safari back. It's Mike.
Okay, so we got Cassidy on the line.
Yeah.
Can you tell by the sexiness in my voice?
What? Okay, so my question for you guys, I just want to know, since I didn't get to attend last year, I just want to know, like, for, you know, since, you know, we're representing Next to Blow Radio over here, I wanted to know, like, you guys are talking about business cards and being a network with artists and everybody out there. If you guys have, like a presentation table type thing where, you know, maybe people could set up booths and stuff like that?
Yeah, we do have that, you know, and a part of that, you know, is with the sponsorship packages or whatnot. But, yeah, just get in contact with us, man, and hopefully we can work something out. But I think that would be hot if y'all could do a live feed from the awards the whole night, you know what I'm saying? And you know, for the people that's not able to make it, they can still call in and, you know, and find out what's going on, who won what, you know, live and direct. That would be hot. That'd be
Yeah, definitely. I know you guys are on Fridays, and shout out to Fresh Fridays with Lil One. Maybe we'll have to figure something out like that, because she's going on air from 8 to 10. We might have to push it back. I'm not sure, but I'm sure she's going to try to go, too. So I don't know. We're going to have to try to figure something out, but definitely a live broadcast. That would be pretty dope. So,
yeah.
But definitely appreciate y'all for coming through, and shout out to all the people calling in. Do you guys have any other questions, or you guys have anything else y'all want to put out there for the listeners and the people that are curious to know what's going on?
You know, stay in tune with the website. You know, that'd be the most informative for all the questions.
What's that website?
Updating that. The website is www.TwinCitiesUrbanMusicAwards.com. You know, keep voting until this Friday. The polls close Friday, February 8th at 7 p.m. So every vote right now is counting. You know, and even if you didn't make the official nominees, or even if you wasn't involved, you know, in the award show, you know, polls or whatnot, you can still be involved with a vote, because every vote counts. You know what I'm saying? And it actually, it's kind of set up to where you can make a difference. You know, so I mean, you know, a little salty about somebody winning in the polls or whatever, then cast your vote for who you want instead of just sitting back and not doing nothing. You know, it's only, you know, a click away. So, you know, keep voting. And then, you know, like I said, just stay tuned, because March 15th is going down live and direct to TCMAs at Epic. And, you know, before that, we got the pre-award show to be determined. We should have that finalized this weekend, so hit the website. And then we got the cipher going down, and all of the details on how to get into the cipher will be posted on the website
this Saturday. So after we get the beat, we're going straight in, you know. So make sure you got your high to 16 because it will be real, you know. So let's get it.
All right, all right. I know we don't got Safari on the line, but y'all got your office picked out already?
Man, honestly, I mean, I'm just going to keep it real. Like, me, you know, I think I'm going, you know, black and gold. You know what I'm saying? Don't believe me, just watch. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about
nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Don't believe me, just watch. I'm going black and gold. But Safari, though, SKS, I mean, he really is upset right now. Like, he's called me about 5 times, you know, complaining, talking about he don't know what he's going to do. I said, dog, why would you come out in all white the first year, though? how you gonna top that? So, you know, right now, you know, I'm giving him shit because he got to come with it. You know what I'm saying? You come in all white with the J's, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to really step it up or not. So my guy, he came out the gate gunning, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. Hopefully he got something up his sleeve. But, you know, I'm letting everybody know right now I'm black and gold everything. Don't believe me. Just watch on everything.
Nigga. I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
No,
I'm going to wait till Dr. J's got a 50% off sale. I'm going to put something together real quick.
Dr. J's too?
50%.
You got to wait for the 50%, George. It's all bad. I got to find another website. You know what I'm saying? I like to get my shit ordered. You know,
I got a couple secret spots I can't tell y'all niggas about. But, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be some last minute shit. I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, who's, because, you know what I mean? Usually when I go out, a lot of times I be wearing suits and shit, but I got so tired of suits. But the man 5150 last year, he made me want to dress back up. Like, fresh
was pretty smooth up in there.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know. I might rock the suit. I mean, I was backstage most times last year. If I'm not gonna be more backstage this year, I might pull a suit out, man. I might put my dress shoes back on. No shoestrings again. You know what I mean?
I look forward to it.
Goddamn! I'm gonna get my own bar. I'm going to get me a soundboard right now.
I look forward to see what y'all got. You know, y'all got going on. I definitely want to see who coming with it. Definitely.
Hold on to my wife.
Who's gonna be you know, basically taking the pictures on the red carpet? Who y'all got?
We in talks with a couple different people right now. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely, we're going to have SJ Hassan in the building and, Fella Fells in the building. You know what I'm saying? And we might bring on somebody else, but, you know, the chemistry is hot with them right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Fella Fells, he was one of the videographers last year for us. And then SJ Hassan, he shot the cipher for us last year, so most definitely gonna have him up in the building, you know, and we might bring on one other person, but you know, they're real tight with letting people in with cameras and things like that, so you know, we're gonna try to keep it kosher.
All right, well, definitely, salute to you guys and thank y'all for coming through. Definitely appreciate that, and you know, following through with the interview. And definitely, thanks, Cassidy, for calling me a month later. Definitely appreciate that.
You already know it, you know. Hey, you already know how we get down. I appreciate the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, for y'all extending y'all hand out to us and, you know, and actually letting us, you know, be vocal or whatnot, giving us a vocal outlet, you know. I salute that on everything, so.
Yeah, we're glad to have the opportunity to be on here and let people know about the award show and everything.
Definitely, you know, the crazy thing is, like, Cassidy, we had this conversation yesterday. A lot of our callers, you know, are based out of different states and stuff like that. Like, I'm looking at the switchboard.
Yeah.
We got people from the West Coast right now. I see people from Cali tuning in. I see some Vegas numbers tuning in, some Texas, Chicago, Delaware, Atlanta in the building. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of inspiring. You know, it has hit somebody up. Somebody actually just hit me up in my inbox talking about them. You know, y'all, the show seems real. You know what I'm saying? They want to actually come out and check it out. So, and, you know, they had a comment about, you know, how you guys are talking about people, talking about it's rigged. And they basically wanted to comment and basically say that, you know, the feedback that you guys are getting, they can tell it's not rigged for themselves, and they're not even in our city. So just want to salute
man,
to you guys.
I salute that. I salute that, man, on everything. Yeah, yeah. Like I said, you know, like we was talking about last night, you know, this show itself, you know, the way that y'all broadcast is not just in Minnesota. So therefore, this, you know, this broadcasting itself is actually, you know, putting Minnesota artists nationwide right now. You feel what I'm saying? And then also, it's even a circuit for people in Las Vegas and Atlanta. You're like, well, damn, what's going on in Minnesota? Or this is that, or you know, one image or, you know, a couple images and think that it's not going down. It's most definitely going down. It's official. You know what I'm saying? You're able to Google it. And, if you do want to do any, if you're looking for collabs, you know, get on the website, www.TwinCitiesUrbanMusicAwards.com, and just listen to the music, you know what I'm saying, Google or Facebook or Twitter, you know, a couple of those names or whatnot, and you're guaranteed to come up, you know, with some out of here, you know, and just that East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, Down South Connect going, you know, the real way or whatnot. So, they really mess with Mexico. Well, I'll tell you that for damn sure.
That's what's up.
All right, Gossie, you got anything else you
want to
say before we let them go, or anything else?
No, I'm just really excited about the award show. You know, hopefully, you know, Miss Queen Tina Gossie show or School of the Free Sundays wins the award, and we just got to wait to see what happens in March.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But again, I just
want to.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
Oh no, I was just about to say we might have a special guest performance. We really can't speak on that right now because, it just got presented, you know, within the last day or two. I ain't going to tell you about it when we was talking or whatnot, but, yeah, if that go down, it's really going to be official. But, you know.
We can't say their name, but they won awards, big awards that's on ABC's and them three-letter networks.
See, I got y'all niggas. See, I was waiting for that sound. I dropped my own bomb. I don't need, you know what I mean? I know Silas out there every time I talk, so I had to come on my own. I got beef for my own sound effect.
Yeah, but.
All right. Y'all crazy. Oh, my God. Y'all so funny. I wish y'all could stay longer. You know what I'm saying? Definitely salute to you guys. And I know y'all are artists. We need to get you guys on here for artists and the artist perspective. But I know you guys are, you know, trying to put on for your city, too. And I'll definitely salute you guys because I know y'all are artists and y'all want to get your shit heard, too. But you guys are stepping back and, you know, taking an opportunity and letting other people get heard and, you know, promoting their projects and stuff. And that's a really big, you know, thing right there. And I definitely salute you guys for that, for even, you know, giving other artists such as yourself, a starving artist, you know, an opportunity to get heard. And that's what I, you know, that's, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, my bad. I didn't cut you off. I was going to say, I mean, I think it's kind of like that. I mean, because, like, for example, you know, I don't know nobody like speaking on himself, but Cassidy, he playing, he got music. That nigga, he got music too, you know what I mean? But it's like, I think it's like this, like, when you're a part of something, it just makes it easier to avoid the critics and people, you know, and the bullshit rumors and everything if you just stay a part of it. Because I got people asking me, like, because, you know, I got music I don't even let people hear and shit. I'll get weird with my shit. They're like, man, how you ain't doing shit? And I'm like, man, if we a part of the situation, I don't even want my music to be a part of it. I'd rather just eliminate that whole situation. And it's cool just to be about the city. It's more about being about the city, about uniting the Twin Cities together so we can make some fucking noise together. That's what it's all about, really.
Definitely. I have one more quick question for you guys. I know you guys got to go, but I just want to personally know, what do you think is the difference between y'all award show rather than the Twin City Hip Hop Award show? I mean, like...
Man.
Voting process.
I mean, really, you know, I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, they've been doing theirs. This is 7 years, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they helped the city in, you know, in a lot of ways or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? And, we're not really going to get into, you know, what's different and what's not, because it's not a competition with that award. It's just, you know, it's a reward, you know what I'm saying? And
I mean, the difference is just the voting. That's the difference. The difference is ours is 100% by the poll. We don't know, or nor can we speak on how they do. And like I said, and it's not really a competition between us, because ain't no competition between the Grammys and the ESPYs or any other kind of award shows. They're just different lanes. They're just different things. That's an award show. Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? Like afterwards, I don't know the cat. Did he, I think his name is Death. I don't know. Never met him or nothing like that. I think we Facebook friends. And last year, you know, City Pages, which is our local newspaper, or, you know, one of the periodicals out here, you know, they asked for the interview. And, you know, I spoke positive about them because, you know what I'm saying, we should, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about, you know what I mean? Like, ain't nothing in between or you know what I'm saying, no, us versus them, BET versus MTV and all that shit. Because they know, cause we all doing the same shit. So really all it is where people's choice, ours is 100% selected by the polls. And that's it. That's the difference. Period. But I'm glad you asked that question. That was a great question.
Yeah.
Oh, thank y'all. No, I'm late. But I just want to say thank y'all again for coming through. Do you guys have any last shout outs you want to give real quick?
Shout outs to the city, man. You know, shout outs to the many, and shout outs to the Midwest. You know what I'm saying? But what I was about to say is, do y'all got the actual anthem? Did I send that to you or
no? No, yeah, never sent it.
Okay, I'm going to have to send that to you, you know what I'm saying? You know, we do got.
Man, you should have went out for that track.
Yeah.
I know, right, see? Caswell, you tripping. You're slipping over there.
While we talking, he's going to set it up on his computer and hold his phone to the speaker while we go out. He's going to fade us out.
No, I would, but I'm in the whip right now, but Yeah, that's I'm most definitely gonna have to send that in, you know, because you know, it's putting on for the city, and you know, it's a hot anthem, you know what I'm saying? But
who's the by?
Commercial too.
You don't mind me asking?
It's by your boy Cassidy.
Okay, Cass.
I did it.
Just in case for whoever might be thinking about it, it wasn't about, you know what I mean. It was just the reason why Cassidy did the anthem. It wasn't for no selfish reasons or about him using himself as exposure. You know, we had chatted about that. It's really just about we needed to put a song together real quick, and why not have a song that all the content of the song had to do with the subject matter, which was the Twin City Award Show. So we just, you know, he just whipped one up real quick so that we have it, and it happened to work. So we just roll with that. It wasn't about no self-exposure or none of that.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's in the first bar of it, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's official though. Like I said, like he said, you know, it's for the award show. You know, I did it last year. Only thing I did this year was change the date. You know what I'm saying? And what about it like that? But it's official. It's official. So I mean, we'll send that in. But as far as, you know, other music, you know, right now I'm on the back burner, and you know, just trying to get you know, this event, you know, done with, and then after that, you know, we're gonna proceed with, you know, the next move. So.
All right. Well, we're definitely going to have to get that. Cass, I'm going to hit you up with my email. And make sure y'all check out the commercial for that as well. And definitely look forward to the Cypher, the pre-show awards, the after show, after parties, you know what I'm saying, and the whole show itself. And thank y'all for coming through. Definitely appreciate it. And y'all can definitely have a good night, okay?
You too. Thanks for having me.
And just so you know, I'm hitting your page on your Twitter right now with the video. So anybody listening, go to Miss Legassi or Next to Blow or Queen T's page right now. And I just dropped a little the YouTube commercial so y'all can check out what the last year's look like and y'all can hear that song and get all your information y'all need right there. So that's on the Twitter right now. So click into that shit.
You talking about the TCMA commercial?
Yeah. Absolutely. I just dropped it on your Twitter page right now.
Okay. And also I dropped it on my Facebook too, on the wall, and we dropped it in the group and the Next to Blow group and the Next to Blow radio page and the Queen T and Magasia page. So y'all locked into any of those pages, make sure y'all check it out as well too, you know. So definitely appreciate it. And y'all have a good night. We're gonna get to these coppers
back on the show.
What's up?
Huh?
I said, when are we going to be able to get back on the show?
In March.
Y'all done with us now? Or can we come back?
No,
I want to come back.
Y'all can
right
come back.
The war show.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, we can come back.
what would be dope is if we came back, you know what I mean, like right before the show or some shit like that, or either that and or right after. Whatever y'all want to have us, we appreciate it.
We're gonna have you. We're gonna have you before the award show and after the award show.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I think we should get up like before either the cipher or the pre-awards. You know what I'm saying? And just keep doing follow-ups. You know what I'm saying? Because we most definitely mess with Next to Blow. You know what I'm saying? And all the other shows. Shout out to Soda Free Sundays.
Fuck you mean.
What the fuck you mean? I'm talking about, man, niggas been saying that, but I'm talking about the way they say it, man. I think they thought they made that shit. Oh, they did. But fuck you mean? Fuck you mean? Oh, they did good. I be loving that shit. Fuck you mean?
You guys have 339 views on a commercial. That's
up. You said what?
You guys have 335 views. That's what's up.
Oh, on the commercial?
Yeah, I'm going to have to get that commercial rated up some more. Let's go ahead. If y'all tune in,
know
if y'all
know
back and
that,
listen
that,
to this episode,
cool,
make sure y'all check out that commercial. Go ahead and Google the TCUMA commercial, the second annual Twin Cities Urban Music Awards commercial. Go ahead and YouTube that, search it. If y'all don't know what we're talking about, go ahead and Google that shit, YouTube it for all the people that are tuning in. All over the United States and wherever y'all tune in, definitely check them out. March 15th, if y'all want to come out and check out what Minnesota has to offer, make sure y'all check us out. March 15th, the Twin City Urban Music Awards at Epic Event Center. If y'all have any more questions, go ahead and hit up myself, Miss Queen T, or Casanova, Magasia, Safari, Mike, anybody. Y'all want to know more? Just hit us up. We definitely can provide you with that information.
Well,
yeah,
definitely.
And stay tuned, too, because don't forget the day after that, we will also be having that showcase showdown. So everybody got some talent, and you're looking for a way out. No Limit is coming up here, and they're looking for talent. Straight up.
Yep. All right, y'all. Thank y'all. Y'all feel like y'all don't want to go no more. You guys could just stay on the line.
I know. I feel like you're abandoning
me. I know. You know how you like, you trying to ask little questions and everything. Like, I didn't want to get up. That's why I asked, like, when y'all going to have us back on there? Like,
y'all can stay on the line. Go ahead. Well, y'all can rock out with us. We're going to take a couple more callers, and then that's it. But y'all can stay on the line. Y'all can sit alive. Let's go ahead and get into our next caller, y'all. Let's go ahead and get into the 773 area code 759. Who is this and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? I know who this is, but let everybody know who this is and where you calling from.
What's good as you go tonight is your that show stop and jury tonight from the shot, and I'm so next to blow.
So next to blow. Hello. Yo, Denaya, you only in Chicago. You should definitely come out and check us out for the Twin City Urban Music Awards. That would be dope. It's a Friday night.
Yeah. I can come on out there.
Yeah. You got anything you want to say? Any shout-outs or anything like that?
Definitely. I know you've been on the line. My website is www.denayaazure.com. You got music, my YouTube links on there, everything from Netflix, radio, everything is on there. So, and, of course, the jewelry, can't forget that. So Valentine's Day is literally next week, so if you need something for Valentine's Day, hit me up within the next couple of days, and I can get it there before Valentine's Day. But if you do it this weekend, I can't guarantee you'll be there before Valentine's Day.
You got to make sure you order early.
What was the name of the website? What's the website? When did you drop the website? I didn't even know you had the website yet.
I told you, darn it.
My bad. I'm so busy. I'm so sorry.
It's all good. It's www.denayaazure.com.
All right. Yo, we still got Mike and Catherine on the line?
Yeah.
Make sure y'all check out my girl. She got a nice little.
I'm still
on here. Okay. What up? Okay, just checking. We got my girl Denaya. She's a jewelry designer out of Chicago. Y'all can definitely check out her work. Go ahead and shoot you guys' Twitters out so y'all can definitely link up with each other.
Oh, definitely. You have to follow me.
Mr. Mike Smooth.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Mike Smooth. Mr. MR Smooth. SMOOVE.
Okay. Mr. Mike Smooth.
Facebook. I'm sorry.
You said Mr. Mike Smooth? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Mr. Mike Smooth. And if they go to your page, I'm on there right now. You'll see the tweet. Right? Mr.
Okay,
Mike
for sure. Yeah, I'll definitely check out Quincy McGossie's page. Okay, that's what's up. Cassidy, what's your Twitter name?
At Cassidy. Yeah. Just hit me up on that. I really don't be on that Twitter like that. I need to, man. I'm slacking.
You need
that,
to.
I'm
yeah,
on
you transfer your friends and your friends.
Because
Facebook is your friends and your friends' friends. But Twitter, again, that gives you a whole different audience. That's worldwide. By far, you need to definitely get on that Twitter.
Yeah. So I need to get up on that. But, you know, I'm at Cassidy and then Facebook.com/CassidyMusic.
Okay.
Man, Ms. McGossie, yeah. Man, you said dumb little. She got over 25,000 people with your quiet stuff over there. Damn, girl. What the fuck you mean?
Oh, man. Fuck you mean?
Hey, man, you said what the fuck you mean. You just fuck you mean.
I'm quiet. What you mean?
That nigga said, what the fuck you mean, dog? Fuck you mean, man.
What do you mean? God damn it.
No, I don't know what the fuck you mean. Wait, you know what I'm doing right now, DC? I'm looking at airplane tickets right now from Minnesota for March. I'm not even bullshitting you right now. I'm on the website looking at tickets for March. I really want
to
come out there. You can hear me? You hear me out?
Speaking, like you got your phone on the other side of the room. Yeah, no, I couldn't hear you, sweetie.
No, I was saying that I'm literally right now on the website looking at plane tickets to come out there in March. I'm looking at the prices or whatever because I really want to come to Minnesota. Even though I'm from Miami and
what
I don't know
like?
Cold. Huh?
I said, what the prices looking like?
Woo!
Well, if anything, you better get on the bus, you know. You better get on the bus.
I can't get on the bus. That's,
Why not?
No,
Why not?
I can't.
Most of the baby artists tour on buses.
My butt can't sit in the seat for hours like that. No, I'm going to get
nervous.
They got
no bottle on the side of it. All the way from Florida for a minute.
Hey, I want to go ahead and bring another caller in with us. Oh, shit. Hold on. My bad. My phone's tripping. I don't know what the fuck happened. 302-690.
Like you almost failed.
Hello. 302-690. Talk to me.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's going on, man? It's the boy AC. What's going on?
Yeah,
I
thought so.
Hey, AC.
Man, how y'all feeling, man? Talk to me.
What's good with it, bro?
How you doing?
I can't complain, man. Can't complain. Oh, I'm chilling, you know. Taking it day by day, just calling in and checking on my good folks, man. You know, I'm listening to the show. Loving it as usual, man. You know, just wanted to say what's up, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yo, I know you tuned in, and it's kind of crazy, like, you're tuned in, and I just want to know, like, I want to ask you and Denaya, because you guys are from, you're from Delaware, and she's from Chicago. I want to know if you guys have, like, Chicago Hip Hop Awards or a Delaware Hip Hop Awards. You guys got anything like that in your guys' cities?
We have the Chicago Music Awards, and But that's the main award show we have here. We have a couple of, like, little award shows that different labels have put out, but the main award show here is the Chicago Music Awards. And shout out to them. They are 33 years strong. So.
I wonder if a lot of Minnesota people are going over there and taking that over, too, because I know a lot of the Chicago people are on the Twin Cities. I know Cass and I was talking. I think I was talking to you about that yesterday. I'm like, damn, I swear all these Chicago people are coming in and being a part of the Twin City Hip-Hop Awards, but y'all going around claiming Chicago, but yet you want to be Twin City Hip-Hop.
We're about to fill up that mega bus to go to Chicago and take over the award show.
Yep, we're about to do that. That's funny.
Shout out to your boy AP out there in Delaware. I'm from Camden, my nigga. I'm from Jersey. I got lots of family in Delaware.
Hold on.
Right across the bridge.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Camden, man.
What's the website for the mega bus?
Megabus.com. Oh, see, look, now y'all got her looking at the buses now. She like, what's the price?
I hope I have to catch my way off. I'm
so crispy
for that.
Why not? You gonna get some good rest on that bus.
And they got some outlets on there. You know
what I'm saying?
You know?
Oh, man.
Hey, why not? Hey, you gonna save a dollar, though?
Wait, Cindy?
No, I said you're going to save a dollar. I said you're going to save a dollar.
Tell her to pull that phone close. Take, come off speakerphone and pull it close to her face.
Oh, my God. I'm all on the phone. You guys can hear me. I'm sorry about that. Maybe my Bluetooth died. I don't know.
Yo, AC, do you guys got any award shows out there or something like that? Or that you
yeah, you know what?
Anything?
We do a award show. It's called the Social Network Awards, where they have, like, man, it's, like, over, like, 30 categories, you know, to couples, to DJs, Single of the Year, Video of the Year. They got, man, they got a whole bunch of categories in there. It's normally done, like, towards the fall. But, yeah, I haven't really heard nothing because they normally start, like, you know, promoting it, like, you know, winner.
They got, you said they got couples of the year?
Man, couple, they got couple of the year.
It was,
it's a lot of categories. It's a lot of categories.
Okay. So, how do y'all, like, is there any other categories that you guys were thinking about putting into the TCOMA awards that you guys didn't put on there? I mean, like, who sat down and was like, oh, we just do what we need to do?
Well, there's a couple. We actually, for the, like, the last 2 years, we've been trying to get, like, you know, what do you call it? Dance groups. You know, we wanted to do, like, an award for that, you know, and right now we in talks about doing, like, a pioneer.
Hello? This is my
Yeah, I think they got disconnected. I'm not sure what's going on. Someone captured on his phone. But, yo, what's up, Denaya? Okay. AC, what's up? How you guys doing? You guys are both live with us still.
You know the usual. I'm chilling. Just, you know.
What you eating over there? I hear you eating something over there. Oh, hold on. Let's go ahead and bring them back in.
I want some. Oh, they came
out. All right, you back on the line.
Noodles up.
Yeah,
noodles up right now,
man. I said we trying to hold on, mic's move. Let me get him. Yeah, but I was saying, you know, we try to do a Latino Artist of the Year, but we didn't get enough submissions. You know, maybe you know, some like neo soul artists or you know some like Caribbean.
What's
up?
What about gospel?
Are you going under the tunnel right now?
You guys have gospel artists over there?
No, I'm on the road. I'm on my way to the crib right now. But can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
My phone.
I was on March 15th. Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, also, even like this year, you know, we actually put it up to where it's just like, you know, people could actually make submissions for what category they feel we should add to the awards this year. You know, we got a few different submissions this year, but, you know, we really want the people to be involved as well, you know, next year to where we can add a couple more, you know, people choice categories. So it's, you know, it's open. Opportunities there to add more.
Yo, I'm not sure what's going on. Is it only my phone tripping or y'all keep going in and out?
You can't hear me?
I hear you.
He said, I hear me. Okay. Can y'all, hey, you want me to hang up and call back?
No. I'm not
going to
get back in. If you do
that. You ain't got no Boost Mobile, do you? I mean, I don't judge. I do not judge.
Y'all don't want to go nowhere. I definitely, hey, that's what I like. Y'all definitely want to still be a part of the show. That's love right there.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, y'all couldn't. Now, hey, is there another line I can call?
No.
Or is that our album? Maybe we don't talk too much.
No, you haven't talked too much. I guess the switchboard is cutting up on you guys. But you guys hang up then you guys won't be able to call back in.
Hey, what's good? What do y'all already know? It's Sugar Bear, Sugar Beezy, Christina Dot Inglewood, and I'm rocking with your girls, Miss Queen Tia Magasia, on the Next to Blow radio show.
Hey, what up? It's them super sexy ass.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, what's good? What's good? Yo, this your boy DJ Buck on the ones and twos, and you already know you rocking with your girls, Queen Tia and Magasia on Black Talk Radio. Grind season, bitch.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Spoon from JazzMalive.com, and y'all are listening to the sexiest radio personalities, Miss Queen T and Magasia, on the hottest internet radio show. It's Next to Blow Radio, baby. Stay locked, y'all. Stay tuned.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, man, a.k.a. Larry J. Blige, man. I'm representing Six Men. Six Men is in the building. Six Men Radio. But right now, it ain't about Six Men Radio. It's about my sisters.